the little gold book of yes attitude. There's a subtle difference between a positive attitude and a yes attitude. Both are great, but yes is more powerful because it assumes that everything you say and do will start with yes, even when it's no. A yes attitude helps you formulate your responses in a positive form. A yes attitude is more declarative. It tells people, in a word, that their expectation will be met and that your answer to whatever they want or need will be yes, or in a positive format. Everybody wants to hear yes. And if you think of yourself as a yes person, not only will you be in a positive frame of mind, but you'll also have positive expectations. This book is about both positive attitude and yes attitude. Not just what they are. Oh no. It also defines insights, game plans, and actions for attitude achievement. You will learn how to keep your yes attitude forever and how to pass it on to those you love. Caution. Attitude is hokey. One of the reasons that so few people study positive attitude is because they read about it and think it's silly. Well, it's not silly, it's hokey. The difference between silly and hokey is silly, hokey is valid. Throughout this book, I'm going to share with you the quotes of other masters of attitude that have influenced me. If you think they're silly, now would be a good time to give this book or give this CD to somebody else. But keep tabs on who you give it to. They'll be the ones who become successful later in life while you're still grumbling. If you read old books on attitude, the two most dominant of which are Think and Grow Rich and How to Win Friends and Influence People, you will find that they are hokey. But hokey also means easy to read and easy to understand. The hard part is application. You may think the ideas are too hokey to apply, but that's the secret. They're not only hokey, they're totally simple and totally easy to apply and master with practice. How are you going to benefit from this book? How are you going to benefit from these CDs? Well, the book is divided into 5.5 elements. Each element is designed for a specific purpose. Each element builds on another and creates a total awareness and a game plan for you to understand, apply or take action, become proficient at, and finally, master and maintain your attitude. It's an understanding and a game plan. All you have to do is read or listen and take action daily. Realize that it took you years to screw up your attitude. Give yourself a few hours to read and discover why and how to fix it forever. And watch out for the aha. As you're reading, at some point, or as you're listening, at some point, there will be an aha. Maybe it's in the area of associations or influences. Maybe it's taking the test, or maybe it's just the exposure to the information. But it will occur. And when it does, that's not the beginning of attitude awareness. It's your beginning of attitude awareness. And watch out for the trademark. I've trademarked the phrase yes attitude, and I'm going to be creating more books and classroom courses and online courses and helpful products ad infinitum. I'm telling you this for 2.5 reasons. Number one, get permission first. You must get my authorization to use the phrase yes attitude in any of your writing or training. Two, your opportunity to be a learning partner. I've got classroom and online courses for individuals. Just call me, 704-333-1112, or email yes@gittimer.com. And 2.5, you have an opportunity to be a profit partner. If you have a great idea that I've not already put into practice, I'm more than willing to share it and any revenues that might occur or accrue from it with others, even you. Please understand that the spirit and the purpose of this book is for you to achieve a yes attitude. And when you do, it will help you in every aspect of your business life and your personal life, your family life. And that is an aha that you can take to the bank. Got attitude? How do you get a positive attitude? Answer, you study attitude, you think attitude, and you express attitude every day. I have 982 books in my library on the subjects of positive mental attitude and personal development. All of them address the importance and the benefits derived from positive thinking. Most of them don't have a game plan that you can embrace and implement to achieve your own positive attitude. That's why these CDs and this book is in your hands. As with all opportunities, you got a choice. I will give you the thoughts and the tools that you need to achieve your own personal positive and your own personal yes attitude forever, but it's not up to me to do your work. My biggest hope is that you will seize the opportunity to wake up every morning as the happiest person on the face of the planet, even if your roof caved in while you were asleep. After my house burned down, I saw the moon more clearly. Old Zen saying and a yes attitude expression. How many attitude lessons and courses have you had? None or not enough? If 100% of your success is tied to your attitude when listening, communicating, serving customers, and doing your job, then how come you've never taken a course in it? Well, you're holding in your hands or you're listening to your first lesson, the entire formula, everything you need to start on the positive path and stay there regardless of outside circumstances. I'm not going to say anything silly like, welcome to the first day of your new success life, but I am going to say that your old life hasn't been a bed of positive attitude roses, and dare to say that when you've run your hand up and down those roses, occasionally you've run into a prick. Ouch! Jeffrey, will I have a positive attitude when I'm done reading this book? No, unless you had one before you started reading it, but you will have a better attitude. And the book and this set of CDs has the simple answers that will put you on the path to a lifelong positive attitude, a yes attitude, that will pull you through any personal or career challenge and propel you to the top of the ladder when things are normal. All you have to do is apply a little self-discipline and follow a few principles. This book cannot, I can tell you and show you how I did it, but in the end, you can't just read it. You can't just listen to it. You got to study it. You got to listen often. Project it, cut stuff out, carry it with you, post it, think it, speak it, and live it every minute of every day. You can't gain a positive attitude by reading a book. You can gain insight, you can gain knowledge from the lessons and the exercises, and you can practice and implement. You can't gain the self-discipline and the thought process by reading a book or listening to a set of tapes. Those have to come from you. I cannot change your self-discipline or your thought patterns, but I can teach you the lessons. I cannot change the way you respond to your circumstances, but I can make you think about them to a point where you may take some action for yourself. This book can inspire you, show you where you are, spoon feed you the actions and the ideas, give you attitude answers, but I can't change your attitude. I can only create an atmosphere so you can change it yourself. Read it today, listen to it today, study it tomorrow, practice it daily, keep it forever, refer to it often. If somebody wants to borrow these CDs or borrow the book, buy them one. And go to the GetBit box on my website at www.getimer.com each time you're prompted. When you go, you'll receive additional free yes attitude information. I promise. Promise one. Once you begin to take these actions, make the right choices, and create the right responses, you will be on the road to achieving the right attitude. First a positive attitude, then a yes attitude. Promise two. Once these attitude actions, responses, and choices become a way of life, then you will be on the ever-continuing path of maintaining your yes attitude. And promise 2.5, I'm going to give you the insight and the awareness. I'm going to give you the attributes and the understanding. But you have to take the actions and you have to create the reactions every day. Insight to your inside attitude. Your humor, your internal belief system, your desire to be good, better, best, your ability to process thoughts and respond, your ability to harmonize with others, your ability to understand your senses, your ability to look at things from a different perspective, the yes perspective. How important is positive attitude to your success? Attitude is everything, and attitude is the foundation for everything. Where does positive attitude come from? Positive attitude comes from within. Positive attitude has nothing to do with what happens to you. It's what you do with and how you react to what happens to you. Positive attitude comes from your ability to process thoughts in a positive way, regardless of the circumstance. And it's never 100%. That's why, in spite of your determination to be positive at every moment, you'll have highs and lows based on your thought process and your vulnerability to others. But let me give you the good news. The more you work on your attitude, the less vulnerable you become to the negative aspect of it. The most interesting aspect of attitude is that instant only applies to the negative part. Somebody can make you angry in a second, but it can take years to achieve the positive. Positive attitude comes from your own thought process combined with your determination to stay in the right frame of mind. It ain't easy to get there, but it's worth it. It's worth a fortune once you do. The yes factor. Picture in your mind the feeling of crossing the finish line first, or winning a ball game, or completing some big task, or making a big sale. And at the end, making some gesture of triumph, like raising your fists in the air and screaming, yes! Can you picture it? It's a happy moment, a joyous moment. It's a triumphant moment. It's a winning moment. It's a positive moment. And that's why you scream yes. Wouldn't it be cool if every moment of your life was like that? So what's preventing it? Biggest answer? You. The reason that yes is easier to understand than positive is that yes is an experience that you've had many times. You won the race, you got the raise, your team won the game, you landed the client, and you screamed yes. A large part of attitude achievement is the visualization. It's easier to visualize yes than it is to visualize positive. When something great happens to you, nobody screams positive. Everybody screams yes. That's the difference. That's the yes factor. Let me give you a free Gitbit. If you've been screaming yes all your life, maybe you need to jog your memory for the I did it moments. Go to www.gitomer.com, register if you're a first-time user, and enter the words I did it in the Gitbit box. There's nothing new about attitude except yours. Positive attitude has been preached ever since the Bible. Every major philosopher, every major theologian, every major personal development expert has preached the virtue of positive thought, positive action, and positive attitude for centuries. Millions of words have been written and rewritten on the subject. You'd think that with all this information at their fingertips, or your fingertips, that everybody, you included, would have a positive attitude. And you would be thinking wrong. You can read and listen all you want, but unless you decide that you want to become a positive person, a person who thinks positive, acts positive, and speaks positive, both proactive and reactive, your attitude will not be a positive one. What is new is your opportunity to begin your dedication to your attitude as you listen to this book. And of course, you immediately want to know, well, what's in this for me? Well, Sparky, that's a negative thought. Why not think, hey, if I'm able to get a positive attitude and a yes attitude as a result of reading, studying, and applying the principles of this book, look at all the wonderful things that are going to happen to me. You'll feel better about yourself, your loved ones, your coworkers, your friends, your job, your career, and your life. You'll see choices more clearly, and you'll create an attraction both from people and for luck that will never go away. But first, you have to get it. And that requires study, work, and dedication. I gained a yes attitude when I was 26. 34 years later, I still have it. It is at the core of my being, and it can be at yours too. All it takes is that one aha, and a whole new way of thinking will open up for you. Once you discover that attitude is yours for the taking, you have to study it from other experts, expose yourself to it from positive things and positive people, and practice it from your soul until you get it. Not just understand it. Immerse yourself in it for a while until it's part of your being inside your body and your mind, and you become at one with your attitude. And then it's a lifelong dedication to renewing the process daily. But that process is a joy. A short daily renewal of affirmation or reading in the morning is all it takes. Attitude is a gift. One you give yourself. Attitude is a blessing. One you give yourself. Once you have a positive attitude, a yes attitude, you bless yourself and others who come in contact with you forever. That's what's in it for you, Sparky. What is a positive attitude? The simple definition is the way you dedicate yourself to the way you think. Interestingly, it's also the definition for a negative attitude. The more complex definition is how you choose to dedicate yourself to the way you think, how you choose to dedicate yourself to being positive, and how you choose to dedicate yourself to reacting in a positive way. And your choice must be consistent. Most people have a positive attitude some of the time. This means some people have a negative attitude all of the time. Few people have a positive attitude all the time, and you know who those positive people are. They're evident by the way they conduct themselves and the way they respond to things. But let's get back to you, because in the end, that's who you really care about anyway. Positive is a state of mind, and all the things that surround positive can either reinforce it, challenge it, or destroy it. That's another choice. What choices have you made, and what is reinforcing you? Attitude challenges are everywhere, and the closer they are to you, the more vulnerable you become. Parents, siblings, spouses, and close friends all influence your thinking. Often their problems become your problems. Often their life's crap becomes your life's crap. And often their pity party sends you an engraved invitation, and like a fool, you accept it. Me, I walk away. I don't pity people in the pity party. I focus on me. I guess if I had to describe their party in one word, it would be the obvious. Pitiful. Me, I study attitude every day. It reinforces my automatic positive thinking. Me, I look for how I can take a situation and turn it into a win, even if it means jumping into the middle of the negative, battling a little bit, and emerging in the positive. One of the biggest mistakes people make with their attitude is leaving a situation angry or grumbling. Big mistake. Employees not talking to one another over petty issues. Spouses using words of hatred that they can never take back. And reactions to confrontational situations that are left in a negative state. Think about the last few heated exchanges that you've had. What was your response to the situation? How did you leave the situation? Dissect that, and you have a clearer view of where your attitude is and how much distance there is between yours and a positive one. Is there a formula? Of course there's a formula. But the formula, like many other elements of attitude, is hokey. And on the surface, the formula seems way too simple to be the driver of something so important as your attitude. I'll give it to you later in the reading, but right now it's not time to take action on that. Let me give you a hint about the formula from an old attitude quote by Aldous Huxley. It's not what happens to you, it's what you do with what happens to you. Introducing the most important person in the world. Let me give you a hint. It ain't your customer. In every one of my seminars, I select one person and ask, Bill, when you're speaking with your biggest customer, who is the most important person in the world? 99% of the time, the person I selected will answer, the customer. Really, I say. Suppose there were two people left on the planet, you and the big customer, one of you had to die. Who do you want to see drop dead? The customer, says Bill. So now we've established that you, Bill, are the most important person in the world. But the problem is when you're speaking with the big customer, they think that they are the most important person in the world, and you're supposed to treat them like that. You can take the word customer and substitute mother, father, sister, brother, friend, or teacher. Everyone feels as though they are the most important person in the world or wants to feel that they are the most important person in the world. And your job is to treat them that way. And your positive attitude permits that action. This is real easy to understand in business. It's called customer service or helping. In families and other personal relationships, it's a bit more delicate. These are people who you will be with or be with you forever, or at least at one time you thought you would be. This is where your attitude can affect the quality of the relationship bit by bit over time. It will either go up or down or stay the same based on your attitude and your responses to the situations that you encounter. Everyone wants to be positive. Many people even think that they're positive, but they aren't. They act it in terms of what will serve themselves best rather than serving others best. A large part of getting your attitude from negative to positive and from positive to yes is phrasing responses in terms of the other person, not in terms of yourself. The secret of a positive attitude is being selfish on the inside, the way you think about yourself, the personal pride that you have, the person that you seek to become, and your thoughts just before you respond or take action. And then helping or serving others because you feel good enough about yourself to help them. Once you get the fact that positive attitude is all about you on the inside, your thoughts about your actions and responses, you've made the first breakthrough. Once you have that realization, once you get that first breakthrough, then it's time to continue listening. Positive attitude is attractive and contagious. People are attracted to others or not based on attitude. And positive attitude is contagious. You can give it to others, but understand that you create the basis of it and you create the foundation for it by your thoughts and actions at the beginning of every day. Positive attitude is the foundation for everything. It's the mood you're in when you wake up in the morning. It's the mood you're in when you walk to the bathroom in the morning and look in the mirror. It's the mood you're in when you talk to your spouse. It's the mood you're in when you talk to your kids. It's the mood you're in when you drive to work. It's the mood you're in when you get to work. It's the mood you're in when you talk to your coworkers. It's the mood you're in when you talk to your boss. And it's the mood you're in when you talk to your customers. Well, what kind of mood are you always in? Attitude is not about always being moody. Attitude is about always being in a great mood. In the 70s, there was a fad product called the mood ring. Everybody bought one, except me. I already knew my mood. It was great. And I've been in a great mood ever since. If you have to check your mood, it probably means you have to check your attitude. Everyone is born happy, but it takes years to figure that out. People say positive attitude happens. No, no. Positive attitude happens when you think it will happen. Positive attitude happens when you make it happen. You acquire your attitude over time. It's based on your family, your environment, your friends, and the things you expose yourself to. It's also based on your experiences in school, with friends, on jobs, and other episodes that constitute your life. The lessons here are pretty obvious. If you grew up in an unhappy household where your parents put you down, it would have been a struggle for you to be a happy person. Internal happiness is the beginning of positive attitude, not the achievement of it. Some people, hopefully you, will grasp the fact that all the attributes you need to achieve your yes attitude are already inside of you. They may have been suppressed for years in the form of negativity, but all you have to do is change your focus and your outlook, and your yes attitude will follow. You'll begin to realize attitude is your choice, not your circumstance. Attitude is the way you respond to the situation, not the situation itself. You have control over the way you choose and the way you respond. Attitude is not something that you can understand in one read. Reread the last 15 pages or re-listen to the last 15 episodes until you're certain that you have a firm understanding of where the balance lies between negative, positive, and yes. Do you have a positive attitude? Building attitude insight and awareness are the first steps in building a positive attitude, but most people take the words positive attitude for granted. They've never exposed themselves to the root elements of a positive attitude, nor have they challenged themselves to discover what causes it. I'll bet every single one of you thinks that you have a positive attitude, and the same number of you have never taken a course in it. Congratulations, you're in the big club. Let's go a bit deeper. How much of your success is dependent on your positive attitude? Well, the answer is somewhere between lots and all, or let's say between 80 and 100%. So if 80 to 100% of your success is dependent on your positive attitude, I don't understand. You've had no formal training at it. Suppose you need surgery, and I recommend a surgeon with no formal training, but he thinks he can do a great job. You get it? Everybody says they have a positive attitude, but less than 1 in 100 actually does. 1%. Are you in that 1 percentile? People tell me they have to watch the daily news to keep current. My definition of keeping current is stay negative. All news is negative. Constant exposure to daily negative news can't possibly have a positive impact on your life. The internet will give you all the news you need in about a minute and a half. That will free up time that you can devote to yourself and your positive attitude. Think about it this way. If you watch the news an hour a day, that's 15 full 24-hour days of negative every year. Number one, how important is the news to your success? Number two, what can you do with the time to build your life instead of your storehouse of useless knowledge? Do you affect the news, or does the news affect you? This is a key phrase to determine whether something will positively impact you. If you can't affect it in some way or another, the best thing to do is stay away from it. Now, I'm going to give you an opportunity right now to get more information. It's a free GitBit. If you want to discover more about the you aspect of positive attitude, go to gitomer.com, G-I-T-O-M-E-R.com, register if you're a first-time user, and enter the words you in the GitBit box. Once you discover what your attitude is or isn't, you'll have a starting point and an understanding of how to move forward. Negative occurrences, like arguments, block positive and creative thought. Ever had an argument with somebody and 5 minutes later you thought to yourself, man, I wish I would have said that, and then you insert your perfect comeback to that jerk? Sure you have. Everybody has. The reason you couldn't think of this snappy response in the heat of the argument is that arguments are negative, and negative blocks creative thought. Negative occurrences, thoughts, and energy are, unfortunately, much more powerful than positive thought. It takes twice as much energy to be negative than positive. That's why, at the end of an argument, you may be tired. Understand that negative energy and negative thoughts block positive thoughts and creative thoughts from occurring. Negative people are worse than negative occurrences. The argument is over in 10 minutes. The person may hang around for years. Let me give you the bridge between positive and negative. In business, most people focus on what can't get done rather than on what can get done. They handicap themselves mentally by telling themselves, I can't get the guy on the phone. Nobody will return my call. Nobody will hire me. I overslept. I forgot. I didn't write it down. Nobody told me. And then they go into excuse mode by saying, I didn't have enough time, or pathetically, I'm doing the best I can. Think about how you'd feel if somebody brought you the same circumstances that you're whining about. Would you want to listen, or would you want to avoid this person at all costs? Well, that answer is obvious, but there's a better answer, and it lies in your ability to be or not to be positive. That is the question. If you focus on negative, the results will be negative. If you focus on positive anticipation and positive outcome, then positive results will follow. Here are the 7.5 on-the-job things you can do to keep the focus, intensity, drive, and commitment necessary to change your direction from woe is me to whoa, what a life. 1, stop blaming circumstances for your situation. It's not the rain or the car or the phone or the product, it's you. You have a choice in everything you do. Choose a better way. Don't blame the path, change the path. Don't blame the situation, change the situation. 2, stop blaming other people for your situation. Take responsibility for yourself and your actions. If you're consistently blaming other people, guess what, Bubba? Get over it. It ain't them. 3, know your customer or your prospect better. Knowing your customer is just as powerful to prevent problems as it is to handle them. If you can't get a prospect on the phone, it's your fault for not knowing the best time to reach them. Know the right time to call, know when the decision is going to be made, and double confirm every commitment. 4, persist until you gain an answer. In business, a prospect will respect a tenacious salesperson. If it takes 5 to 10 exposures to make a sale, do what it takes to hang in there. Do you have what it takes to hang in there? Even if it's a no, at least you know where you stand. 5, know where you are and where you should be. Manage your time. Have lunch with a customer, not a friend. Keep perfect records. Know enough about your prospect or your customer to follow up, and where follow-up becomes easy and fun. Are you organized enough to get to the 10th exposure and have the situation under control enough to make a sale? 6, work on your skills every day. Books, CDs, seminars. You can never read enough books or listen to enough CDs. I challenge you to do it for an hour a day. Just an hour a day, 1 hour a day, 7 days a week for 1 year is equal to more than 15 full 24-hour days of work. Next time you mindlessly turn on the TV, think about what you could be doing to improve your focus and knowledge base. 7, become solution-oriented. Instead of griping or wallowing in your problems, why not spend the same amount of time working on solutions? Being solution-oriented has done more for me and my path to success than any single strategy. Every obstacle presents an opportunity if you're looking for it. If you're too busy concentrating on the problem, the opportunity will pass you by. And 7.5, think before talking. People speak without thinking, only to regret what they said. Every time you're about to engage someone else, Think quickly about what it is that you're about to say. How will the words be received? And what else could you be saying that might create a more positive expression? The goal is a positive response or result. The action seems simple, but it requires the most self-discipline. Try it a few times. You'll be amazed at the results. Attitude opportunity. You've been given a bag of cement and a bucket of water. You can either build a stumbling block, a concrete barrier, or a stepping stone, a bridge to wherever you want to go. The choice is yours, and it always has been. Are you missing opportunities because you're too focused on obstacles? Let me give you a free Gitbit. Why did the chicken cross the George Washington Bridge? To find out, go to Gitomer.com, register if you're a first-time user, and enter the word chicken in the Gitbit box. Element two, the attitude self-awareness, an attitude lesson. Your self-awareness is a combination of your internal attention and your focus. Attitude self-awareness is how you think and how you think about yourself, the most important person in the world. Think about it in terms of your personal wisdom. Understand yourself first so that you can understand and respond to others second. That awareness will lead you to a path of understanding that the fulcrum point of how you react and respond comes from your inner thought. And if you think about it and you focus on it, you can transform your attitude from negative to positive and from positive to yes just by changing the way you think. First seek to understand, then be understood. Everyone thinks that's a quote from Stephen Covey's book, The 7 Habits. But if you go back and research, you'll find it was first spoken by St. Francis of Assisi in the 1200s. Both of them had it backwards. St. Francis, because it was 1200, who knew anything back then? Covey, because he copied it rather than created it. If you don't understand yourself, how the hell can you understand somebody else? If you're not aware of who you are, the barrier to understanding others is a 50-foot-high, 50-foot-thick brick wall. Your self-understanding is your personal wisdom. Once you have it, you can use it in a positive way. Be aware of the senses that can affect your attitude. Can your attitude be linked to your senses? Why don't you think about the negative senses? These are senses that negatively affect your attitude and steer you away from success. And believe it or not, most people carry all of these negative senses. You have all these little negatives running around in your mind, getting in the way of the positive ones. The negative senses, just like negative thoughts, block your ability to focus on the positive senses, the ones that breed success. Every negative sense has a remedy and a counterbalancing positive sense to replace it with. In my little red book of sales answers on page 21 and 22, I present a list of the negative senses with the counterbalancing positive senses that go with them. But I want you to rate yourself. As you read or listen to each of these negative senses, rate how the fear negatively affects or positively affects you by putting a number from 1 to 10 next to each one. So as you're listening or watching, write them down and then rate yourself 1 to 10. 10 is bad on the negative list. 10 is yes on the positive list. You got it? Now, one note. There's no right or wrong, and there's no pass or fail in this exercise. It's a self-awareness exercise to help you understand where you are so that you can better understand where to improve and where to grow. Here are the negative senses. 1, I have a sense of fear. 2, I have a sense of nervousness. 3, I have a sense of rejection. 4, I have a sense of procrastination or reluctance. 5, I have a sense of justification or rationale. 6, I have a sense of self-doubt. 7, I have a sense of uncertainty. 8, I have a sense of doom, and 8.5, I have a sense of I'm unlucky. 10 is high, 1 is low. 10 is the worst at it, 1 is the best at it. Rate yourself now. Here are the counterbalancing positive senses. 10 is best. 1, I have a sense of confidence. 2, I have a sense of positive anticipation. 3, I have a sense of determination. 4, I have a sense of achievement. 5, I have a sense of winning. 6, I have a sense of success. 7, I have a sense of I'm certain. 8, I have a sense of sunny day. And 8.5, I have a sense of good fortune. I know that versus how good am I at that? You already know everything. The reality is you're just not doing it. In the previous self-evaluation of senses, there was not one sense, either positive or negative, that you didn't already know. As you listened to them or watched them, you mentally shook your head. Yep, I know that. Yep, I know it. But when you rated yourself from 1 to 10 in each of the senses, you gained the reality of the gap between knowing and mastering. Same with positive attitude. Same with yes attitude. As you transfer your thought process from understanding and awareness to action and application, you must also change your thought process from I know that to how good am I at that? Or better stated, how can I become the master of that? Once you form the habit of thinking, how good am I at that? You will have taken one more powerful step toward your yes attitude. People who are cocky and arrogant say, I know that, and move along. People who are confident and positive ask themselves, how good am I at that, and seek to improve. Reading is fundamental to attitude self-awareness. You can start by reading and studying these four books. 1, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. 2, How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. 3, How to Stop Worrying and Start Living by Dale Carnegie. And 4, The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. Me? I read 2 pages a day from a positive book. I've been doing 15 minutes a day of attitude reading for 30 years. I don't know if it's working yet. I'm going to do it for another 30 years and then I'm going to quit. I also recommend that you enroll in the nearest Dale Carnegie program. Carnegie courses are timeless and provide a great attitude foundation. But I know you. You want more attitude gems right now. And you want them free. Okay. Here are 20.5 attitude gems, mental snacks to chew on and digest, that I've picked up along the way that I recommend you listen to, read them, copy them, share them with other people, post them on the wall, and study in a way that you can implement them into your thought and expression process. 1, change your input to change your attitude. If you seek a positive mind and a positive attitude, you must expose yourself to positive information and hang around positive people. If you want to achieve positive, you have to surround yourself with it and live it. 2, you were born to win, but you must plan to win, prepare to win, and expect to win. A famous Zig Ziglar quote. 3, the will to win is nothing without the will to prepare to win. A famous Vince Lombardi quote. 4, you will get whatever you want if you help enough people get whatever they want. That's a quote that many people have claimed to said. It doesn't matter who said it, just live it. 5, make every day as productive as the day before you go on vacation. That's a day that everything gets done. 6, ignore people who tell you you can't, except your boss. People will try to discourage you for fear that you will pass them. Don't let that happen. 7, if you have nothing nice to say, say nothing. That was a famous quote said by your mother. 8, don't dwell on or whine about the problem. Concentrate on the solution. Resolve how you can. Don't lament why you can't. 9, Forgive and go forward. Grudge blocks positive. Until you clear the past, you're destined to repeat it. Number 10, self-talk equals self-performance. Look at any athlete. Self-talk is a crucial part of their expected positive performance. Number 11, what is the picture that you have of yourself? That is what you will become. Spend 15 minutes a day focusing on a positive picture. Number 12, you will hear the word no 116,000 times in your lifetime, maybe more. Try converting just 1,000 of them to yes, and the world is your oyster. 13, what you do off the job determines what you are likely to do on the job. Uh-oh. Number 14, strengthen your weaknesses and strengthen your strengths at the same time. Combine positive with negative for better personal development results. Number 15, failure is an event, not a person. Think of failure as it, not me. 16, it's not what happens to you, it's what you do with what happens to you. Sound familiar? Attitude manifests itself in your response to events. Number 17, every obstacle presents an opportunity if you're looking for it. Revel and lament are choices, your choices. Number 18, hard work makes luck. Nothing affects positive circumstances and results more than hard work. 19, how many of your problems are cured with 10 grand? That was a question a famous father, my dad, once asked me as I lamented my problems. If money makes your problems go away, attitude can make them go away as well. 20, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. The tone of your verbiage determines the atmosphere of your environment. And 20.5, resign your position as general manager of the universe. A famous author, that's me, it's principle 12.5 from the Little Red Book of Selling. Don't try to solve, actually butt into, other people's problems until you are problem-free. Attitude gems lead to attitude aha. Those single moments in time where something happens or someone says something and you suddenly get it. Suddenly you scream, aha. Many, many years ago, I was driving down the road listening to a tape by Earl Nightingale, one of the founding fathers of personal development. On tape 4 of his legendary but hard to find series called Direct Line, the topic was enthusiasm. Enthusiasm, Earl said, comes from the Greek entheos, meaning the God within. Aha! All of a sudden, all the other quotes and advice made sense. The strength of self-belief is within your own spirit if you hunger for the feeling. And these words are food for yours. What determines effective communication? Your ability to listen, 30%. Your ability to respond, 20%. Your attitude, 50%. What determines effective customer service? Your ability to listen, 30%. Your ability to respond, 20%. Your attitude, 50%. Half of your success or more is determined by your positive attitude. But the plot thickens. Several national tests have revealed the following startling statistics about why people fail on the job. 20%, improper training, poor job skills. 15%, poor verbal and written communication skills. 15%, poor or problematic boss or management. 50%, attitude. Sounds almost impossible, doesn't it? People can succeed 50% more if they just change the way they think. Well, Earl Nightingale reveals the secret of positive attitude in his legendary and easy-to-find recording, The Strangest Secret. You become what you think about all day long. But it's a dedicated self-discipline that must be practiced every day. You can have a 50% better chance for success at anything you do if you start with the simple understanding that quality performance starts with a positive attitude. In business, How is attitude related to hunger? Poor attitude leads to poor communication. Poor communication leads to poor service. Poor service leads to no customers. No customers leads to no company. No company leads to no job. No job leads to no money. No money leads to no food. If you're craving better food, more filet mignon and fewer hamburgers, the simple rules are, the better your attitude, the better you'll eat. The better your attitude, the more you'll succeed. The better your attitude, the better you'll feel when your day is done. In business, here's how your attitude is related to your success. Positive thought leads to positive attitude. Positive attitude leads to yes attitude. Yes attitude leads to yes communication. Yes communication leads to great customer service. Great customer service leads to loyal customers. Loyal customers leads to a successful business. A successful business leads to a profitable business. A profitable business leads to your paycheck. Your paycheck leads to your lifestyle. It's a combination of your attitude, your achievement at work, and your lifestyle that create your success. The interesting part about success is that everybody defines it in their own terms. The reason attitude plays such a major role is because you decide when you have become successful, not others. In business, your positive thoughts and lifestyle choices lead to your personal success and your career success. Missing two footers? In 1960, at age 14, I met a college basketball coach on the court and asked him for his best, niftiest pointer. He took the ball, walked under the basket, and shot an easy layup. "See that shot?" he said gruffly. 99% of all basketball games are won with that shot. Don't miss it." And he walked away. I felt cheated. But 20 years later, I realized it was the best business lesson I ever got. Concentrate on the fundamentals. 99% of all success is achieved that way. The science of serving and the science of selling in business has nothing to do with nuclear physics or brain surgery. It's about asking questions, helping others, and believing in yourself, believing in your product, believing in your company. It's about establishing long-term relationships and having fun, and it's all fundamentals. You don't need to be a professional ball player. You just need to know how to shoot layups and not miss them. I received a fax from a guy named Richard Thompson. He said, "Thanks for the article on the basics and attitude. My son's basketball team lost last night by missing two footers. I'm sure I've lost sales and customers by missing easy, basic shots." Get real with your attitude. How many games, service, and sales opportunities are you losing because you have the attitude of a loser? How are you serving others in a friendly, positive way to create a winning atmosphere for your company, your customers, and especially for you? How many two-footers are you missing because you're not concentrating on the fundamentals of the game? There's less than 2 feet between yes and no. Close the gap. Now here's a free Git bit. If you want to know the fundamental rules of attitude, go to Gitomer.com, register if you're a first-time user, and enter the word fundamentals in the Git bit box. If you think you can, or if you think you can't, you're right. Henry Ford. Think again. Think about your attitude and think about what affects it. Do you know what can influence it one way or the other? For most people, it's always the little things. Think about the things that negatively influence you, the things that can bust your positive attitude. 99% or more of these things fall into the category of no big deal. The only problem is when they happen to you at that moment, they seem like a big deal. My hope is that by making you aware that these little things bust your attitude, subconsciously, you'll begin to get over them before they happen again. How do negative thoughts and feelings affect you? They drain your energy, They block positive thought. They cause stress. They cause worry. They cause illness. They block creative thought. They cause errors. They reduce productivity. They cause anger. They prolong painful situations. They affect the way you listen to others. They affect the way you communicate with others. They affect the way you deal with others, and they take the fun out of your life. Whew. What makes attitude stay bad? Well, let me give you the 10.5 attitude busters. Number one, somebody has done me wrong. Number two, I need more money than I actually have. Number three, outside influences are affecting me. Number four, outside pressures are affecting me. Number five, I have bad luck. Number six, I don't like where I live. Number seven, I don't like my spouse. Number eight, I don't like my boss. Number nine, I don't like my coworkers. Number 10, I don't like my job. And number 10.5, I don't like myself. Attitude busters occur because you let them. Things happen and people interact with you, and your reaction determines if they get to your attitude. Keep reading. Keep listening. Some real head nodders are about to follow. They're the things or the people that can get to your attitude if you let them. Let me give you some real world attitude busters. A minor car accident, the flu, a sick child, a bad day at work, lousy service, not getting your way, having to visit someone you don't want to visit. In general, being grouchy. In general, being cynical. In general, seeing things from the why it didn't happen rather than why it could have happened. Not feeling liked, waiting in line a long time, losing something, being jilted, hanging around people you don't like, discovering a dent in your car, having something stolen from you, getting a speeding ticket, the weather, having to do something you don't want to do, traffic, your team losing, other people being late, being overweight, feeling unattractive, not being served the right food in a restaurant, not feeling liked, not fitting in, guilt, being made to do something you don't really want to do. Whew. Attitude busters have two elements, things and people. Shit happens. Then people happen, or shit people happen. They will either bust you and your positive attitude or build you based on the way you react to them. Unfortunately, the knee-jerk reaction is negative. Here's the secret to keeping your positive attitude while other people try to bust it. It's hesitation, thought, and questioning before making a statement. Your reaction to the negative crap or the negative people that enter your life is the fate of your attitude. If your instinct is negative, you can reverse it by reversing your thoughts and actions. Once you realize that most negative energy comes from the outside, it's a lot easier to deal with it. Here are the positive things and the yes things that bust attitude busters. Looking at material things as replaceable things. Anything funny. Personal meditation. Taking a walk. Personal positive self-talk. Helping others without expectation. Random acts of kindness. Small daily success. Persist to a small achievement. Hanging around successful people. Anything inspirational. Anything motivational. Killing people with kindness. Most things educational. Something that you do with passion, talking to a child. It ain't the rain, the snow, the boss, the competition, the spouse, the money, the car, the job, or the kids. It's you, baby, and it always has been. Here are the 3.5 attitude awareness elements that lead you to action. Number one, attitude awareness of yourself. Be selfish. Get your own attitude first. Secure your own mask first before helping others. You ever hear that in the airplane? Same with attitude. Be selfish. Do it for yourself. You have to be selfish in a positive way, not selfish in a negative way. You can't say, it's my ball and I'm taking my ball and going home. That's negative selfish. Positive selfish is, I'm doing this for someone else because it makes me feel good. Positive selfish is, I'm wanting to help others because it makes me feel good. Positive selfish is, I'm reading this book alone because it makes me think better. Positive selfish is, I'm reading this book because it makes me feel better or act better. Positive selfish is, I want to build the best attitude I can for myself first so that I can be the best person I can be for others second. 2, attitude awareness of others. What's your attitude when you describe a person? When somebody asks you, what do you think about Bill? Do you give your opinion in negative terms, like what Bill can't do or where Bill falls short? On rare occasions, you might have nice things to say at the beginning, followed by the word but. And but is the downside. He's a great guy, but he drinks too much. People put others down to build themselves up. This is known as limited self-image through the third person. I believe I'm better than Bill, therefore I can put Bill down. Let me give you a key awareness. You've been doing it for years, so many years that you do it automatically. I'm going to ask you to think about how you describe others in their absence versus how you might describe them if they were in your presence. One usually gives negative traits in their absence, but would almost never say the same thing in their presence. My rule is real simple. If you wouldn't say it to their face, why would you say it behind their back? This is a very important part of attitude awareness because it brings to focus how much negativity and how much negative talk is really in your life. And this is only an example. If you have nothing nice to say about someone, say nothing. That was said by Florence Gittimer, my mother, born 1915, passed away in 1986. If your mother's still alive, I guarantee you she said it to you. Why don't you call her now and thank her? 3, attitude awareness of things. What's your attitude when you describe situations or things? Take a look at all the things that you've acquired over the years. How many of them have brought you long-term happiness? Oh, sure. Many of them have brought you temporary happiness, even temporary euphoria, but long-term happiness doesn't come from things. It comes from attitude. If your focus is on things and the acquisition of things, your drive to acquire them will often be in spite of the good things you should be acquiring on the inside. People who concentrate on the acquisition of material things take shortcuts to acquire them and skip the steps necessary to build long-term attitude in exchange for short-term self-gratification. The internet has added to this mess because you can acquire anything in an instant. You no longer have to go to the store for gratification. You can just click and buy. Don't you wish you could just click and learn? Click and have a better attitude? Click and be successful? Click and be fulfilled? Reality check. It's possible. Understand that if you study every day, instead of concentrating on material things, one day your attitude will just click. And all the things you're hoping to acquire will just show up. 3.5, beware and be aware. Your attitude will be tested every day. Life happens. Throughout the course of living life, illness, bad breaks, fender benders, traffic, bad weather, rejection, something not going your way, lost game, lost money, arguments, and general frustrations can bring you down. At an unexpected moment's notice, anybody can have a good attitude on a good day. Anybody can have a great attitude on a great day. The determination of your attitude takes place when you can have a good attitude or a great attitude or a yes attitude right after a bad event, during a bad time, or when you perceive you're having a bad day. When things go wrong, you have to be right. When things go bad, you have to be good. When things are negative, you have to be positive. When life says no, you have to think yes. Up until now, I've made you aware of the elements of both a positive attitude and a negative attitude. You've taken a test to determine how positive your attitude is or isn't. You've created your definition of a positive attitude and determined where you are on an attitude scale. It's now time for element 3. Element 3, attitude actions. Becoming a person of attitude, a person who walks the talk. Now that you have an understanding of the attributes of attitude and have a new awareness of what it takes to attain and master those attributes, it's time to take action. Here's some actions you can take right now. Substitute these for the ones you're presently using. Be nice, be kind. Smile, make friends, say nice things, praise others, take responsibility, be proud of your work, be proud of your accomplishments, don't worry, be happy. These are actions that your mother has already told you at least 1,000 times. If she's still alive, call her on the phone right now and thank her for planting the seeds of positive attitude in your head. Then apologize to her for thinking at the time she was planting seeds that she was actually nagging you. I'm sure that you found in your life, the same way I found in mine, the older you become, the smarter your parents seem to get. Please thank them now while you still can. Here's an attitude action lesson you can begin to use the minute you hear it. Substitute the words "I'm sorry" for the words "thank you." When people yell at you or blame you, don't blame somebody else or say, "I'm sorry," or grovel. Just say thank you. Think about how you feel when somebody yells at you. Not the most pleasant feeling in the world. Most people have an instant reaction to either defend themselves, blame somebody else, or apologize profusely. With a yes attitude, none of these are acceptable. If you say, "Thank you, I appreciate you bringing this to my attention, and now that I know about it, I can fix it right away," your words clearly state an implied apology, a desire to take action, and a ton of self-confidence. You're expressing your attitude in the form of positive action. "I'm sorry" is a state of being. If you state it enough, you become it. If you want to make amends, just say, "I apologize." But an apology does not indicate action. "Thank you" indicates acceptance, and the words that follow indicate you're willing to do something about it. A yes attitude is the difference between saying "I'm sorry" and saying "thank you." An alternative to this "thank you" action is asking a question, but the question still begins with "thank you." For example, you can say, "Thanks for bringing this to my attention. I was wondering if you could tell me how this came about so that I can figure out the best immediate solution." With this strategy, you can make the person think about what happened and begin to create meaningful dialogue. Either way, the words "thank you" have overpowered the words "I'm sorry." And either way, you've turned a negative to a positive in under 3 seconds. The cool part about this lesson is that you can even teach it to your children. It's incredible. When you substitute the words "thank you" followed by the words "I appreciate" for the words "I'm sorry," the results will amaze you, lead you closer to the truth, make you a better person, and gain the respect of others. In this book, I've quoted Earl Nightingale and his legendary personal development message from The Strangest Secret, "You become what you think about all day long." But what I didn't say is that you also become what you talk about. Attitude perception is all in the first few words. The way the other person hears your words determines his or her thoughts of you. Your words reflect your attitude. This is where yes attitude begins to take over. There are prime starting phrases that will get the ball rolling in the right direction, the yes direction. After somebody makes a request or asks a question or gripes, And before you answer the request or question them, you start your response with words like, great, no problem. That's my favorite problem. I think we can solve. I'm sure there's a way. I think I can help. Yes, cool, can do. Consider it done. Let me give you a hint. Say these responses the way you would want to hear them. You can also ask a question. Anything instead of making a negative statement. You want to start making an attitude change? Take attitude actions. Think negative or think positive. It's a choice and a process. Negative is, unfortunately, an instinctive process. Positive thinking is a learned self-discipline that must be studied and practiced every day. To achieve positive attitude, you must take physical, verbal, and mental actions. Here are 15.5 chunks of attitude awareness and actions to help put you and keep you on the positive path. Number one, admit it's no one's fault but yours. The more you blame others, the less chance you have to think positive thoughts, see a positive solution, and take positive action towards a solution. The opposite of blame is responsibility. Your first responsibility is to control your inner thoughts and your thought directions. Two, understand you always have had a choice. Attitude is a choice, and most people select from the negative column. Reason? It's more natural to blame and defend than it is to admit and take responsibility. Number three, if you think it's okay, it is. If you think it's not okay, it's not. Your thoughts direct your attitude to a path. If you think, this is crappy, why does this always happen to me? You've chosen a path. If you think, wow, this may not be the greatest, but look what I'm learning. You've chosen the yes path. Number four, invest your time, don't spend it. Ignore the local junk news. Find a project. Make a plan to sell something or meet with somebody that can buy what you're selling instead. Spend or invest an hour a day in anything, and in 5 years, you'll become a world-class expert. The only question is, at what? Most people will become a world-class expert at some kind of local TV news program or some kind of TV rerun. Me? I read and write while you're watching TV. Remember, news is negative. Books or CDs is positive. Number five, study the thoughts and writings of positive people. I've told you, read Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich twice. Then get Norman Vincent Peale's audio series, The Power of Positive Thinking. His words are priceless, timeless gems of wisdom that you can convert to your own success thoughts. Listen to CDs by positive thinkers of the world, the Ziglers, the Whateleys, the Dyers, and many others, or as many others as you can find. The secret is to listen to a little each day. Number six, attend seminars and take courses on attitude. Start at the top. Enroll in the Dale Carnegie program. The hardest part of taking an attitude course is finding one. Look at any school or university in the world and try to find one course on attitude in any of them. Let me save you some time. There aren't any. Number seven, check your language gauge. Do you say half full or half empty? Partly cloudy or partly sunny? They're just words, but they're a reflection of how your mind sees things and an indication of how you process thoughts. Number eight, avoid confrontational and negative words. The worst ones are why, can't, and won't. A loaf of bread has two beginnings, not two ends. Number nine, say why you like things and people, not why you don't. I like my job because, I like this attitude because, I love my family because. Say things from the positive side enough and it will become a habit you will revel in for life. Number 10, help others without expectation or measuring. If you think somebody owes you one, you're counting or measuring. If you give help away freely, You don't ever have to worry about the measurement. The world will reward you 10 times over. Number 11, think about your winning and losing words. Be aware of loser phrases and expressions. Lose with, "They don't pay me enough," or "That's not my job." If you say, "I'm not because he's not," who loses? If you say, "Why should I when he," who loses? Think learn, lessons, experience, and solutions before you make a statement. Number 12, think about your mood and your mood swings. How long do you stay in a bad mood? If it's for more than 5 minutes, something's wrong. And over time, your attitude and your relationships and your results and your success will suffer. Number 13, are you the head of the complaint department and the chief complainer? Many people slip into cynicism day by day. They become bitter because of their jealousy or envy of other people or their own misfortune. Big mistake. Why don't you list the lessons you can learn from those you have bitterness for, and the results will turn your thinking toward your own success and away from theirs. 14, celebrate victory and defeat. In my early days of selling, I would go to a department store and buy myself something every time I made a sale. Made me feel great. When someone told me to celebrate victory and defeat, I started to buy myself something after I lost a sale too. Felt great. After a while, I was feeling great all the time. Winning and losing are part of life and apart from attitude. 15, visit a children's hospital or help somebody less fortunate than yourself. Get comfortable with the plight of others and feel good about the minuteness of your problems compared to theirs. And number 15.5, count your blessings every day. Make a list as long as you possibly can. If you're fortunate enough to have it, start with health. Add the love of children and family. From there, it's real easy to build the list. You want an instant lesson? Go out and buy a copy of Waddy Piper's The Little Engine That Could, or go to a kid's room and get the copy full of crayon marks. Read it regularly. It's not just a book for a kid. It's a philosophy for a lifetime. What does the local news have to do with your success? Nothing. Watching the local news, there's a great use of your time. 30 to 60 minutes a day of useless information presented in 100% problem format. If it bleeds, it leads. That's the local news philosophy of presenting information. How does that affect your success? In the worst possible way. No one watching the news cares that your sales numbers are up, or that Frank got a promotion, or that Billy got all A's or his report card, because good news doesn't sell. Therefore, it's omitted. Rather, what you get is distorted negative information about 2 to 3% of the people, affecting those who view it in the worst possible way. Note well, I'm not saying don't watch or read the business news, information that can impact your industry or your customer. That should be watched and read intently. What does watching the news have to do with being of service? Negative nothing. Service is solution-based. The local news is problem-based. If you watch an hour a day of problems every day for years, you're going to become problem-oriented. And then you drag the news crap to work and begin to negatively affect others with your pukey stories. Hey, did you hear what happened on the news? Blah. The news sickness is contagious. You get it by watching and then infect others by telling them about it. Do you think the local news adds or detracts from your serving skills? How about your business skills? How about your life skills? How about your selling skills? Hey, Jeffrey, the news is the most popular show on television. Yeah, it's popular because most of the people watching it lack direction or focus, or are miserable and looking for something or someone more miserable than they are. Guess it makes them feel better. Need to know the weather? Poke your head outside in the morning. It's a lot more accurate than the weather guy. Think the local news is important? Gotta watch it every day? What happened last Tuesday? What happened yesterday? Same crap, different day. Think the local news is worthy of your time? How many of you can look in the mirror and say, I'm successful today. I'm where I am today because I watch the local news. See what I mean? By the way, same goes for any television rerun. Not Seinfeld. Seinfeld's funny. Here's a wake-up call. If you're still not convinced, let's say you've been watching the news a half an hour a day for the past year. That's 7.5 full 24-hour days you spent watching problems. In 5 years, that's 38 full 24-hour days. In terms of a 40-hour work week, that's 23 weeks every 5 years. And that's only if you watch the 6 o'clock news. If you tune in for more crap at 11, double it. That's the equivalent of 46 40-hour work weeks. Imagine the possibilities if you diverted that energy into a positive direction. Imagine what you could do with that time and accomplish with that time if you put it into productive use for yourself. Wow. By the way, you don't want to know the 20-year figure. It's too scary. Which do you think is more powerful use of your time? Watching other people's problems and drama, or investing in yourself and creating plans and solutions for your future? Here are 4 solution-based uses of your time. Read. Trade journals, self-help books, positive attitude books, anything humorous, sales books, trend-setting books, and the annual reports or brochures of your biggest customers. Study. Number 2 is listen. Self-help CDs. Nightingale Conant has plenty, thousands of hours. You can get them anywhere on the internet. Invest. Number 3 is mastermind. Attract smart friends and associates to your house once a week and create new ideas and action plans. Invite them. Number 4 is compute. This includes writing, planning, learning, and interneting. The computer is the biggest link to the 21st century on the planet. Master it. Explore. The next time you say, I don't have enough time, substitute that phrase with, I don't choose to spend my time in that manner. It's closer to the truth. The real truth is, you're not investing your time with the most important person in the world, you. And as I've said before, if you devote the time you currently spend watching TV to learning, you could be an international world-class expert on anything. Me? I studied sales and wrote about sales instead of watching the news. After 2.5 years, I published my first book, The Sales Bible. In 2.5 years, which do you think helped my career more, watching the news or reading and writing for an hour every morning? What are you doing with your hour? It's about time. Take your hour a day and convert it into positive action or learning for yourself, your job, your business, and your family. And at the end of a year, you will have captured more than 15 full 24-hour days for building your future. Yes! Watch your world change. Try this yes attitude action. Pick something you love and do it for an hour a day for a year. Try this yes attitude action. Move the TV remote to a remote location and begin reading about, and for the benefit of, the most important person in the world, you. Try this yes action. Set your alarm clock 30 minutes earlier than you have set it right now. Jump out of bed, clear your head, go into your personal alone space and read from a positive book or write positive thoughts in action. There's a daily dose of attitude. It's real simple. You wake up in the morning and you read something positive or something inspirational or something educational, and then you write your thoughts and ideas. Yes, action number 1. Talk about what you learned. Yes, action number 2. Act on what you learned. Yes, action 3. Start your day with a great attitude. Is that simple or what? All you have to do is do that every day for 1 year, and I promise you'll have the habit forever. Let me get you to another free Gitbit. Do you have an attitude library? Well, if not, go to Gitomer.com, register if you're a first-time user, and enter the words attitude library in the Gitbit box. I will honor your privacy, and the information is free. The list of books that you'll get will contain my recommendations for books to buy for your library. Don't go to the library like some cheap bastard. Buy the books! Attitude books are not just for reading. They're meant to reread and to be used forever as a reference. Ask yourself, how can I be more positive with my children? Well, here are some attitude actions that you can take when your kids do something wrong, and these are the ones that I took as a dad for the last 35 years. I never yell at them. Instead, I ask them what they did so I can get them talking. Then I ask them if this was the best that they could have done. And then I ask, what do you think that you could have done differently? And then I ask them if they think they can do that next time. And finally, I encourage them to do right after they've done wrong. Here's some lifelong attitude actions that you can take for your children. Number one, get them to love school at an early age. Number two, fight to get them good teachers. Number three, do homework with them. Number four, never put them down. And number 4.5, speak to them with your yes attitude. Tougher question that you might want to ask yourself, how can I be more positive with my spouse? Here are the attitude actions. Number one, be a partner, not a spouse. Number two, surprise her, surprise him. Number three, compliment at all times. Number four, stay humorous, but never make fun of. Number five, stay affectionate. And number 5.5, be interested in each other and each other's interests. Then ask yourself, how can I be more positive at home? Here are some attitude actions. Number one, praise others. Number two, don't belittle. Number three, if familiarity breeds contempt, lives at your house, kill it. And number 3.5, know the buttons, don't push them. Here's a note. Home attitude determines work attitude. Ask yourself, how can I be more positive at work? Here are the attitude actions. Number one, put a quote of the day on everyone's desk. Number two, use positive language. Number three, be willing to do for others without measuring. Number four, be willing to help others without measuring. Number five, be an example for others to follow. Number six, ask one more question before you answer. Number seven, don't join the bashing. Number eight, don't join the pity party. Number nine, don't join the revolt. Number 10, solve rather than complain. Number 11, get the third party being talked about negatively into the conversation. Number 12, quit whining. And number 12.5, start with yes. Bust the attitude busters. Here's 10.5 attitude buster remedies. Earlier, I read you the list of attitude busters, things to be aware of. Here are the busters again, with the actions or the remedies that you can take to overcome them. Number one, someone has done me wrong. Do your best to make it right, and then forgive them. No vengeance, ever. Number two, I need more money than I have. Make more sales. Number three, outside influences are affecting me. This requires concentration and change of scenery. Get away from the influencers and the influences. If you don't, you'll go down. Number four, outside pressures are affecting me. Don't give in even if your ass falls off. Get to safe ground and stay there. Number five, I have bad luck. Hard work makes luck. Number six, I don't like where I live. Move. Number seven, I don't like my spouse. Make peace. Remember why you got married in the first place. Renew vows. If all else fails, get a new one. Number eight, I don't like my boss. Get a new one. Number nine, I don't like my coworkers. Get a new job. Here's a note. If you don't like all of them, the problem may be you. Number 10, I don't like my job. Get a new one. Do something you love. Life's too short to do anything else. And number 10.5, I don't like myself. List your best qualities. You'll be surprised how much there is to love. I've just given you the tip of the iceberg answers and actions. There's plenty more. Why not take some personal time, get introspective, and discover what they really are for you? If you're waiting for a positive mood to come in and take over, maybe I should pop over and unlock your front door. You want to start on your path to positive attitude? Sure you do. Just take these 2.5 immediate actions. Number one, focus in. Concentrate on yourself. Follow Attitude Gem 20.5 that I've just given you and resign your position as general manager of the universe. You can't be involved in other people's problems or drama until your own are gone. And when you're building your own attitude, you must take the time, even though it seems selfish, to be the best you can be for yourself first. This single step will also pave the way for you to be the best you can be for others. Number two, work at it a small amount every day. The daily dose of attitude adjustment is the most important part of the positive attitude achievement process. An apple a day, not 7 apples on Sunday or 31 apples at the end of the month. And number 2.5, you got to do it every day for the next 25 years. The one thing you cannot do is take your attitude for granted. If you played sports, you know that practice is a critical part of your ability to play well, especially if you're a professional athlete. Attitude is exactly the same. It requires daily practice to keep your physical skills and your mental skills sharp. Want to continue on the path to your yes attitude? The secret to gaining your yes attitude is to start with yes. Start all your conversations with what can be done. Attitude has a language of yes or no. Convert your no language to a yes language. Tell me what you can do, not what you can't do. Tell me the solution. Don't puke on me. My personal attitude lesson? My father, Max, always made me come to him with the solution whenever I had a problem. Sometimes I was granted permission, but most times he said, "You got it all figured out, son?" That meant dumb idea. But he made me think solution. I miss my dad. If yours is still alive, call him and ask him for some advice. Do that often. Here are some principles that lead to success, wealth, and yes attitude. Many people get into a career to make money. There could not be a worse reason to enter a profession. The best way to amass a lot of money in a career is to earn it. Now, I didn't say make money. I said earn money. In serving others, you don't make money, you earn it. The biggest reason people fail is the philosophy, I'm in this to make a lot of money, or I'm in this because it's where the money is. Everybody wants to earn $1 million for different reasons. But you all need or want money to achieve your goals and dreams. How do you get the money? By living and executing the 3.5 principles of wealth building. Number one, you earn money by building a strong self-belief system. Number two, you earn money by being better than the rest. Number three, you earn money by having answers that others don't. And number 3.5, you earn money by loving what you do and having a yes attitude about life. Here's a brief overview of each of those principles. Building belief is having the confidence that you can do whatever you set your mind to do, knowing why you want to earn a fortune and living the dream by having the confidence to take the action. How are you building that belief now? Being better than the rest is having the attitude to do whatever it takes to excel at what you do. Getting up 1 hour earlier, striving to be the best at everything, and not being willing to settle for second place. There's no prize for second place in job promotions. Learning new answers is having the attitude to expose yourself to success information that you don't now have, but need to be the best. Seminars, books, CDs, and a plan of lifelong learning. There is only one way to get answers, by learning them. It seems simple, but it's not easy. Some people have to go through failure to get them. Some have a steady diet of exposing themselves to new information every day. If you want to build wealth, first, build a wealth of knowledge. The key is learning something new every day. How are you getting those answers now? Have you put yourself in a position to get the knowledge that you really need to earn the money that you want to earn to achieve your dreams? The biggest reason people don't succeed is that they don't expose themselves to existing information. That's a quote from the great Jim Rohn. And I add to that, people don't have the attitude of learning because they don't love what they do enough to want to be the best at it. It's not so important that you want to succeed. It's critical that you know why you want to succeed and what is preventing you from achieving your success to date. What belief system and game plan do you need to put into place to gain that success? Answer that, and you're on your way. But warning, if you're listening and blamed everybody else but yourself, you're doomed. Take responsibility for your failure and do something about it. I'll guarantee when you succeed, you take the responsibility. It's easy to lose self-belief if the one you've got in place is weak due to poor knowledge, lack of determination, and lack of love of what you do. It's easy to fail at your job if you've never told yourself or sold yourself the real reason you want success in the first place. Not earning money for money's sake, but the real reason you want the money and what you'll do with it once you get it. For example, you may want money for a specific college that you want your child to attend, or it may be to liberate you from a spouse and say, "I did it," to a sibling or a parent. Whatever it is, uncover it. Write it down. Post it up on the wall if possible. Carry it with you. Read it twice a day, and then you will begin to live it. Combine your why with the desire and the dedication to be your best and a passion for what you do, and presto, career success. Some of you are listening to this and saying, "Jeffrey, don't bug me with this philosophy stuff. Tell me how to make more money." I am. Self-belief is the most powerful attitude lesson I can deliver. Only a few will get it. The ones who will rise to yes. Building belief. Your belief. Everybody has a reason why. Some have many. Why they've chosen their path. Why they believe in what they do. Why they want to succeed. Why they want to help others. Why they want to be the best. I'm convinced that uncovering your personal why, which may be deeper than you think, and strengthening that belief system will lead you to be the best person you can be. Ask yourself these questions. Why am I in my present job? Why do I believe in myself? Why do I believe in my company? Why do I want to improve my job skills? Why do I believe in my ability to help other people? Why do I want to be the best at what I do? Ask yourself, what do I need to do to build a stronger belief system in my profession, in my company, and in myself? Let me give you the shortest goal lesson of your life. It's a final attitude action. Post your goals in front of your face on your bathroom mirror and say them twice a day. Once achieved, post your accomplishments on your bedroom mirror. Just take it off your bathroom mirror and put it on your bedroom mirror so you can start each day by looking at your success. Here's the secret. Looking at your past successes reinforces your ability to achieve your present goals. Yes! Element 4, attitude attributes. Let me share an unsolicited email I received after delivering a seminar. "I love your positive thinking. I love the way your thoughts are always positive. It makes me want to hang around you." Unsolicited question for you. Who wants to hang around you? Think about your best qualities. Think about the things that you love to do. Think about the things that you consider yourself damn good at. And think about the qualities that other people compliment you on. Maybe it's the way you speak. Maybe it's the way you treat other people. Maybe it's the way you volunteer in the community. Maybe it's the way you dress. Maybe it's the way you conduct your business. Those qualities make you the person that you are. They're not just your best qualities, they're your attributes, your assets. Same holds true for attitude. If you have the right qualities, if you have the right attributes, if you have the right attitude assets, then and only then can you achieve a yes attitude. I'm going to challenge you to take a self-evaluation where you rate your yes attitude attributes. I promise you that many of them will cause you to think before you answer. And I promise you that they will create a new sense of awareness and action on your part in order for you to build a solid foundation for your lifelong yes attitude. The test begins on page 116 of the text. You got to go there to rate your yes attitude attributes. But here's the catch. You can't take a test on a CD or a DVD. You got to go take the test in the book, the Yes Attitude book. That test begins on page 116. If you don't own the book, go get it. A word about your philosophy and why it's good. What's your philosophy? If I ask you what you want to become and how you intend to get there, interspersed within the answer will be your philosophy. It's the how and the what of your achievement expectations. Most people have a philosophy, but it's not clearly defined. Your philosophy is the driving force behind your attitude. It defines what you will do and how you will act when you get where you want to go. It's the motive and the motivation behind your thoughts. Philosophy pause. Take a break from listening and get to your computer. Create a few sentences that define who you are or what you want to become or what you do and how you do it. Sneak a peek at mine. It's on page 123, but let me give it to you in a little bit. And that may make developing yours easier and more understandable. Write yours and make plans to revisit it monthly for a few years. I've been refining mine for 25 years. I'm close, but a few more subtle revisions remain. Here's a deep 6 feet under thought. Think of what you would want your children to say about you at your funeral that would define you as a person of character. How you lived your life, who you helped, who you loved, and how you acted as a person. The actions that you take throughout your life are based on your philosophy. If you want an insightful intellectual picture, read Philosophy Who Needs It by Ayn Rand. It will give you powerful insight as to philosophy's importance and relevance in your life. Read it slowly. Think quickly. All that man achieves and all that he fails to achieve is a direct result of his own thoughts. That's a quote from James Allen from his book, As a Man Thinketh. Here's a free git bit. If you've already snuck ahead and listened to my philosophy, and if you've read it and you want to know more about it, or if you want to use it as a guide to create your own philosophy, I've defined each principle for better understanding. To find out more, go to Gittimer.com. Register if you're a first-time user. Enter the word philosophy in the GitBit box. But stay tuned. Here comes mine. The great Jim Rohn says, philosophy drives attitude, attitude drives actions, actions drive results, results drive lifestyles. Here's what it means. If you don't like your lifestyle, look at your results. If you don't like your results, look at your actions. If you don't like your actions, look at your attitude. If you don't like your attitude, look at your philosophy. If you have a philosophy of service to others, and if you have a positive attitude, then you can begin to become successful and can begin to take success actions. Successful people do what unsuccessful people don't or won't do. Successful people live outside their comfort zone. Successful people hang around money or things that make money. Successful people are consistent, will be here next year. Successful people stay in the fire. Successful people know how to access information. Successful people are always learning. These are a few of my notes from a Jim Rohn seminar. I've attended a dozen Jim Rohn seminars. Every time I go, I learn something new. If you ever get a chance to see Jim Rohn live, go. Let me share some things of what other philosophers have to say. When he who hears does not know what he who speaks means, and when he who speaks does not know what he himself means, that is philosophy. Voltaire. Philosophy is the science which considers truth. Aristotle. The essence of philosophy is that a man should live so that his happiness shall depend as little as possible on external things. Epictetus. Here's the sales and life philosophy of Jeffrey Gitomer. I give value first. I help other people. I strive to be my best at what I love to do. I establish long-term relationships with everyone, and I have fun. And I do that every day. Jeffrey Gitomer, that's me, says, I'm sharing my personal philosophy with you because I want you to see that it does not contain the word attitude. Rather, my philosophy exudes attitude. Use my philosophy as a model to write yours. Let me talk about your environments and your associations. Think about where you work, where you live, and where you hang out. Those are your environments. Think about the people in your life, your family, your spouse, your significant others, your kids, your friends, your coworkers, your boss, your customers, and your professional connections. Those are your associations. Environments and associations do more to shape your daily attitude and your long-term success than any other elements in your life. Here are my questions and challenges to you. Where are you living? Where are you working? Who are you associating with that is helping your attitude and your success? And if they're not the best environments or the best associations, ask yourself, how can you change them? How can you convert them? How can you restructure them? How can you influence them? If you just understand that by adjusting some of your existing environments and associations in your life, that you would make a quantum leap forward, you do it in a second. The reason that you don't step is that you're comfortable where you are and you're comfortable where you're standing, however crappy that may be. Step back and take a look at the big picture in your life. If you want to grow it and make it permanently positive, you will need to assess your surroundings, living, working, and the other people that you come in contact with. Rate the positive impact of the people and the places. If the ratings are low, it's time to graduate. Go gracefully, go ethically, go with class, but go. Here's the 3-year crazy rule. Who does it apply to? You get a new job, you take a commission-only sales position, start a new venture, get involved with direct sales or a home-based business. You tell one of your friends about it, and they respond, "You're crazy." And then you tell your best friend, who says, "You're crazy." Then you tell your mom, and she says, "You're crazy." And then you quit. That's the 3-year crazy rule. Most people can't get past it. Can you? You took the new position or went out on your own or got involved for one or more of these 2.5 reasons. Number one, you really liked it. Thought it would be fun to do. Number two, the opportunity was fantastic. And you thought you could make or earn money or gain the experience that you needed. And number 2.5, you thought it would get you closer to achieving your dreams. People who tell you you're crazy are known as pukers. Their job is to make you feel stupid, inadequate, or incapable of making good judgments. Pukers are people to avoid at all costs. Here's some warning signals that someone's puking on you. They tell you to get a real job. They share examples of failures. They ridicule your judgment. They make fun of your imagined outcome. They tell you that you're sure to lose all your money and fail miserably. In short, They get to your attitude and your self-confidence, and they question your judgment. Holy mackerel. What a drag it is to hear that kind of stuff. Why can't they just encourage you or support you or ask if they can help you to succeed or just say, way to go? Why are they saying you're crazy? Why do people put you down instead of build you up? Well, the main reasons that others puke on you is because of their own limited self-image, their own low self-esteem, their low opinion of you, a jealousy of you, an envy of you, or maybe it's an environmental reaction, as in theirs sucks. Or maybe it's an attitude reaction, as in theirs sucks. Or maybe it's a reaction of ignorance, as in they're stupid. Here's the reality. Their attitude sucks, and they're basically cynical. They're incapable of encouragement because they would rather see you as a failure, just like they are. So, the first thing to think when someone graciously pukes on you is, cool, they're not me. Okay, they're pukers. What do you do about it? How do you handle it? What's the first step to Pepto-Bismoling them? Here's the one word clue. Look. Look at their car. Look at their career. Look at their attitude. Look at their success. Look at their lifestyle. Look at their happiness. If you wouldn't trade places with them, who's crazy? But that's not the remedy. That's just the setup for understanding how to change your perception of the situation. Let me give you the 5.5 puke stoppers. Number one, your first inclination is to puke back. Do not stoop to their level. Rise above it. Number two, part ways with positive words. Say something like, you might be right. I'll keep you posted of my progress. By the way, if it starts paying off and I start to be successful, when do you want me to give you a chance to get involved? Number three, be cool. Lead by example. If you tell people that you're going to do something, do it with full force. Number four, change your environment. Find places where success is occurring and invest your time there. Number five, change your associations. Hang around successful people, people who inspire and inform you, people who educate and encourage you. Find role models, not roadblocks. And 5.5, don't talk about what you're going to do. Just do it. Too many people brag about what they're going to do instead of what they did. If you're passionate about what you've chosen, then work at it with the same passion. When you begin to succeed, you won't have to tell anybody. They'll all be watching you. You see, the only remedy to shut pukers up and make them go away is your own success. And even after you begin to succeed, be aware of eternal pukers. The sign of eternal pukers is that they'll say, even when you get success, it won't last. Pathetic, aren't they? The real remedy is to do it for yourself, not for them. They don't matter. Memorize and repeat the following mantra as you self-actualize your success. It's a phrase that I wrote at 5 o'clock one morning, and it can change your life once you understand the truth of it. The main reason people rain on your parade is because they have no parade of their own. What's so funny? Everything. How do you react to events in your life? How do you respond to the situations that life presents you? What is your tone when you speak to others? How would others describe your humor or your sense of humor or your proactive sense of humor? When you surf on your TV, do you stop at the funny or the violent? Comedy or drama? When you go to the movies, are they funny or scary? Which do you look at first? Me? I seek funny in everything. I have no time for other people's drama, and even less for violence. Think funny first. What's your first thought? You see, laughter is the best medicine. I was riding in a limousine from the airport in Houston with my assistant, editor, best friend, and secret weapon, Jessica McDougal. She wasn't feeling well. Her back was hurting. She was lying down across the back seat as best she could. The driver was horrid. Accelerator, brake. Accelerator, brake. jerking down the road. You know the type. Gun it and then slam on the brakes, or then speed up and then slow down. To make matters worse, Jessica was prone to car sickness. The driver found open road but had no sense of maintaining constant speed and kept jerking the car, even though no one was in front of him. Jessica was not moving. I was working on my computer and I typed big bold letters so she could see, "The driver's name is Lurch." We howled, and she started feeling better. Laughter is the best medicine. No, laughter is the first medicine. I want to ask you about a funny self-test. What are your first thoughts? What are your first responses? How do you react to ordinary situations? What do you say? Can you think funny? Can you create a smile? Can you elicit one? What about your 8 hours at work? Where's your sense of humor there? How does work impact your sense of humor and your sense of funny? Caution one, funny is not to be confused with cynical. Caution two, funny is not to be confused with biting humor. See if you have the attribute of funny. Do you believe you have a great sense of humor? Is your first thought funny? Are your first responses humorous? Are you seeking humor in others? Do you laugh easily and often? Do you love to laugh? Are you happy on the inside? Here's a major clue. If your thinking is happy, your response can be funny, but not if you don't try it. Laughter, humor, and funny are contagious. If you have these attitude attributes, others can catch them and pass them on. That's not only powerful, it's also enriching the lives of others. No joke. Lead with a smile. Jessica McDougal, my secret weapon, has one of the nicest smiles in the world. She also has a positive attitude. I wonder if the two are connected. What do you think? How much do you smile? A simple smile is a powerful attitude tool. It displays positive without saying a word. It shows your warmth. It shows your internal feelings externally. It shows you're happy. It shows you're open. It shows you're confident. And it sets a tone for the first spoken words. Think about the power of a smile. Songs have been written about it. Photographers all over the world urge you to smile every time they take your picture. When babies smile, they light up an entire room and make everyone else smile with them. Adults will act like total idiots trying to get them to smile again. Your smile is one of the greatest attributes and assets you can possess, and it's free. All you have to do is use it every minute of every day. I believe that a smile is the attribute of a positive attitude, both for yourself and for the perception of others. Element 5, attitude achievement. You have to believe to achieve, is an old saying. Anything your mind can conceive and believe it can achieve is a Napoleon Hill saying. Either or both are the foundation for the achievement of a positive mental attitude. The formula for a yes attitude achievement. I'm about to give you the formula. It's the same formula that gave me a positive attitude and I followed for the past 35 years. But you must begin with the deep belief that it will happen or it won't. Believe me, you got to believe first. The formula is real. It's as valid and as true as it can be. And it's delicate. You may perceive it as too simple, too hokey. You may even say, I've heard this before, or I just read this. But let me state in plain English, it will work. I guarantee it will work. But you must believe in yourself, be willing to rededicate yourself, and be willing to substitute the negative things you do for the positive actions you must take to achieve it. If you do, you will not just get a positive attitude. You will have a yes attitude for a lifetime. I've compiled the formula from the pages you have already read and the pages you've already listened to. I've dripped the elements of the formula to you one by one and have now collected them into a few pages so you can read and study them in a short space of time and carry them with you until you've achieved them. Decide you're willing to go for it. Know that the lifelong value of a yes attitude is worth it to you. If you can't decide, the rest of this formula is worthless. Decide it will take you a year to set a new thought pattern. A year of positive thought, it's not too long, considering that you probably had 30 more or less of negative ones. Start each morning with some positive exposure, wisdom, or expressions. First thing, even if your ass falls off, 15 minutes every day. Start your day with a positive thought process. I'm happy. It's going to be a great day. I am the greatest. Get rid of the negative people in your life. They waste your time and bring you down. If you can't get rid of them, like a spouse or a boss, reduce your time with them. Avoid the negatives. Eliminate negative things and negative people that you come in contact with every day. Exercise positive choices and do things that build you up. Avoid the violence on TV and in the movies. Violence generates negative and nervous energy. Violence wastes all your positive energy. Violence begets violence. Ignore idiots and zealots. When you're on this journey, it may at times seem a little silly. This is a natural feeling. Stick with it. Hang in there. Let idiots and zealots go their own way. You're on a mission. Let nothing or no one get in your way. Turn off the TV. Turn off the news, especially the local news. Turn off the weather. Just look out the window. Make your own environment, one that makes you happy, gives you peace, and fosters your learning. Read books that will get you going at the start of the day. Just a few pages each morning to give you a positive direction, thought, or inspiration. Share what you've learned. Listen to the recorded message of positive people. Their messages will keep you going during the day and in tough times. Surround yourself in the external environments that breed success, happy, creative, encouraging environments. Create new associations that will boost your desire to be positive. Happy people, successful people, helpful people. Smile all the time. Lead with a smile, and the words will follow. Earn a smile from everyone you talk to. Respond to everything in the positive. At first, this requires thought. You must stop and think before you mouth off. Start everything in the positive. Tell yourself and others what can be done. Tell yourself and others what you will do, and then do it. Select one positive message or one passage and read it or listen to it or watch it every day for a year. I've just given you the definition of a positive and a yes attitude. Go back and listen to it once a day for as long as you're alive, or at least once a day for a year. Go back and listen to it 365 times. Attitude disciplines and attitude achievement actions. The attitude achievement discipline defined. Your daily exposure to positive or negative information is a choice. Choose to expose yourself to only positive information. Since the news is negative, turn that off. You find out you really don't need it anyway. And as I mentioned, avoiding the news does not mean avoiding the business news. If there's specific information that you need to succeed in your career, pay full attention to that. Choose to convert the hour a day that you're wasting watching the news to reading or listening to your personal success library. 1 hour a day, weekdays, converts to 250 hours a year, still leaving weekends and a two-week vacation, to more than 10 full 24-hour days. Look at it a different way. If you spend 250 hours watching the news, what will you learn from it that will help you in your career or with your family or with yourself? The answer is nothing. If the answer is nothing, ask yourself the same question about reading books or listening to CDs about your attitude. The answer is everything. Let's see. You can either have everything or nothing. That's a tough one. Attitude is reflected in your response to events and your responses to people. When responding to others, most people have what is known as, or what are known as, knee-jerk responses. Someone says something to you and you immediately quip back. Unfortunately, the more you love the person, the more familiar you are with the person, the more negative the first response tends to be. You've heard the old expression, familiarity breeds contempt. You're communicating with someone who you know well, brother, sister, friend, wife, husband, mother, father, and you tend to go for the jugular. This would be considered negative. The sister of negative is cynical. The cousin is satirical. And the mother-in-law is downright abrasive. Here's the big secret. Maintain a positive environment by formulating your response as a question rather than a statement. Here's an example. Your employee or your coworker does something wrong. Typically, there will be some gossip or backbiting. And if there's a confrontation, it will predominantly focus on what went wrong, combined with various ass-covering letters or emails in the employee file. The guilty employee feels like dirt, is resentful, and shares the same bad attitude with everybody around him or her put out when the deed occurred. The net result of something going wrong at work is poor morale, poor productivity, and that can last for weeks. Me? I give the employee $100. And then I ask the employee a series of questions that allows them to understand what they did, see their own solution, and keep their dignity. It's the same way I suggested to you be more positive with your children back a little while ago, maybe about an hour ago in this CD recording. Ask them what happened. Ask them if that's the best they could have done. Ask them what they think would have been a better way of doing it. Ask them if they think they can do the better way next time, and follow that with an I love you and a hug. People don't make mistakes on purpose. The reason I give my employees $100 is to acknowledge that they were willing to take a risk and fail. The $100 also mitigates any misinterpretation of how or why I'm confronting them. My job is to help them succeed, and their job is to feel good about it. Here's a personal note. I do exactly the same in my office as I do at home. I treat my employees the same way I treat my daughters, with love, respect, and dignity. And when that happens, people look forward to a hug. Thinking about your problems, your everyday thoughts and actions, build the foundation for the strength of your attitude. If you do the little things with the right attitude, the big things will follow. Start thinking by reading and writing. Everybody has problems, issues, challenges, and drama in their lives. The difference between positive resolve and negative resolve is the thought process that goes into figuring out the solution. You've all heard the garbage in, garbage out. Well, it's the same with positive and negative. When you wake up in the morning, read, write, and contemplate something positive. The opposite of reading, writing, and contemplating is procrastinating. Procrastination manifests itself in various time wasters and bad habits such as watching TV, reading the paper, emailing no one special, calling people on the phone for no reason, and other forms of not helping yourself. Here's an attitude achievement action. Read something positive for 15 minutes every day. Just read 2 pages a day. 2 pages a day, every day, will give you 730 pages at the end of a year. The key is 2 pages a day, every day. When you start your morning by feeding your head with positive, it sets the tone for your productivity and your communication. But that's not the only learning or thinking you should do. Set aside another 4 or 5 hours a week for reading and listening. A few minutes, first thing in the morning, sets the tone and the pace for the day, but additional reading and thinking reinforces it. Here's a business note. You can change the attitude of your entire company by simply selecting the best quote of the morning, one that you read in your first two pages. Go in the office, type it in your computer, make it fancy, acknowledge the author, and email everybody on your team. The first day, everyone will think you're nuts. Do it every day for 3 weeks and then skip a day. Everyone will come by your desk and say, I didn't get my quote. Where's my quote? Is everything okay? Where's my quote? Here's an attitude achievement action. Decide on 365 days as a start for your attitude achievement from today to a year from today. Use each month as a benchmark of progress. Exchange TV for reading and doing positive things. Let me give you a free Git bit. If you want to create an incredible atmosphere in your company, to find out what a client of mine who employed 100 people did, go to www.gitomer.com, register if you're a first-time user, and enter the word France in the GitBit box. Ultimate attitude achievement action. Take the yes attitude formula that I gave you a few minutes ago and somehow get it out of my book and photocopy it. Post those two pages on your bathroom mirror. Carry them in your pocket. Read them every morning as you get ready for your day. Make the formula and the actions part of your life for 1 year. And you will win your attitude. Not win for others, win for yourself. If you believe it would help you to do this with others, carefully select 3 or 4 other people to do it with you. And whatever you do, don't go bragging about what you're doing. For once in your life, just do it. Drain your brain at the end of each day. I couldn't sleep at all last night. That's the first line of the 1958 song Tossin' and Turnin' by Bobby Lewis, and one of the biggest laments among salespeople and regular people. Ever lose sleep over a problem or a person? Why? Stress and worry seem to be major occurrences in life. Got stress? Got worry? Here are the early warning signals. Whining. Things aren't going right. A brother to lamenting. Woe is me. Whining. Drinking to forget or drinking to relax. Complaining. Looking at what's wrong with things and people. Blaming. It's always someone else's fault. I'd be a millionaire today if it wasn't for those other jerks. Cynicism. Always a snide remark at the success of others or the condition of the world. Short fuse. Loose temper that creates negative energy and blocks creative thought. Tylenol PM. A weak excuse is a remedy for, I can't get a good night's sleep. Reduce stress and eliminate worry are the wrong philosophies. Converting a negative energy of stress to a positive energy is the correct philosophy. That way, instead of going to sleep with problems, you can go to sleep with peace and a clear mind and wake up with solutions. The stress you have is part of your struggle, a natural occurrence in your drive for success. But stress and worry are choices. They're your choices. Your mind has thoughts, and they either show up as stress and worry, or you harness the same energy and convert the thoughts to resolve. Most people lose sleep over matters of unfinished business, money and passion. Here's the money note. When money is tight, you will focus on money 30% of the time or more. When money is not tight, you focus on success and eventually fulfillment. But note well, fulfillment and success are mutually exclusive. There's a bunch of successful, unfulfilled, negative people. Me? I'm asleep in 2 minutes or less every night. I wake up refreshed every day. I don't have to have my morning coffee. In the morning, I never worry about what I have to do or what loose ends there are. I'm always prepared for the new day. And I get my best ideas in the morning, writing, reading, walking, jogging, or in the shower. And you can too. Here's the big secret. 3 words. Write everything down. I keep my laptop, I used to keep a legal pad, by the side of my bed. And the last thing I do before I go to bed is write down everything I need to do or the problems or concerns that I need to resolve. Once I write everything down, my mind is clear. The methodology is simple. Put your problems, your challenges, your obstacles, your goals, and your ideas in writing. Make small lists like a to-do list, everything you need to do, big and small, or a to-call list, everyone you need to call, major and minor, a to-get-over list, baggage in your life, empty and full, a to-resolve list, things that need decision or resolution, a to-pay list, all matters of money you think about, paid and unpaid. Don't fret over your problems. Relax so you can get to solutions. Then, when you get under the covers, think of past successes or past victory, good times, carefree times, vacation, friends, and all that you're grateful for. When you do, you will get occasional thought jolts, things that are still bugging you that you forgot to write down. Get back up and write them down. The secret of the secret is to unload everything. When your conscious mind is clear, it provides unobstructed channels from your subconscious mind for solutions and new ideas, and lets you sleep like a log. As soon as you wake up, solutions will start to appear like magic. Your brain will begin to work on your problems in the subconscious, and little ideas will pop into your head. The more you work on the process, the bigger the ideas will be. Choosing stress is a bad choice. Choose a pad of paper or a laptop to write everything down at the end of the day. Choose mental freedom. Mental freedom is a wonderful thing. It creates opportunities not available to a cluttered mind. Write down all the crap and think of all the good. Writing is an attitude lesson in disguise. When you write, you express your frustrations and joys to yourself. You expel the frustrations and extol the joys. You release the negative and revel in the positive. Writing leads to the realization of what you have achieved, how good you are, and what's on the horizon for you to grab and love. Yes, a wonderful alternative to no. Adding yes to your positive attitude. Adding yes is the best part of this process. Yes is both a way of thinking and a way of speaking. It adds power to attitude. It adds meaning and feeling to attitude. And yes is a way to be certain that your meaning is understood. Think yes first. This leads to a yes feeling inside you and a yes response. Develop the language of yes, even when the answer is or you're thinking no. If you give responses that characterize yes, the perception of the recipient will be positive, even though the final resolve might not be yes. To do this requires yes thinking. If you cannot do what is asked of you, or there's a problem that you can't handle, rather than push back or reject the person you're talking to, just say, the best way to handle this is, or the fastest way to accomplish this is, or the easiest way to get this done is. To respond in terms of yes, you must first think in terms of yes. What can I do? How can I help? Unfortunately, most people think no first. What they don't understand is the power behind thinking and expressing yes. When you heard the phrase yes, a wonderful alternative to no, you may have smiled. But this phrase is at the very core of transitioning from no thinking to yes thinking. The reason yes is powerful is that the recipient of the message is full of hope. The reason yes is so powerful is that the person delivering the message, that would be you, is forced to think of a solution and a way to get things done rather than just passing the buck or brushing it off or telling what can't be done, the easy way out. The reason yes is so powerful is that it offers a positive atmosphere, a smile, a laugh, a positive expectation, and of course, an agreement of the mind and vocal expression. Now you know the secret of yes. What are you going to do about it? The secret is so simple, yet 95% of all people fail to do it. Oh, they may know it. They may have even tried some of the achievement elements at one point in their lives. They may even think they have a great attitude, but they, you, have never studied it, dedicated themselves to it, or applied the principles on a daily basis over an extended period of time. Now is the time. You must make the decision that it's worth it to dedicate the time to yourself, the most important person in the world. You've heard the details, and now you understand what's in it for you. What you can't know before you start is the freedom and peace of mind that positive attitude brings with it. Knowing you've achieved it and no one can take it away. Knowing it will always be there with you and for you to help you weather any adversity. Understanding your why, the attribute of discovery. There's a critical attitude action of understanding and finding your real positive why. Ask yourself, why is this important to me? Why am I doing this? Why will this help me? The importance of discovering the right why is critical to attitude achievement because the wrong why, doing it for other people or circumstances, may not be powerful enough to achieve attitude. At the beginning of the book, I stated that attitude is selfish. You do it for yourself. That's your why, to be the best person you can be for yourself first. To be the best mom or dad or husband or wife first, you must be the best person. If you become the best for yourself first, you can easily be your best and do your best for others. Achieve attitude for yourself and the rest of the important people in your life will benefit forever. I promise. Understanding your when. The attribute of starting today. Make a plan to do something positive, something for yourself today and every day for the next year. Kills me when people delay the start of their life's achievement based on something or someone else. Here's an attitude achievement action. Go back to the formula that I gave you earlier and list the things that you can begin to do now or just copy the pages and post them in plain view. They're on page 138, 139, if you got the book. This action is step one in making a visual commitment to achieve. Seeing what you must do is the best way to keep it top of mind and top priority. And then there's a matter of keeping your attitude actions up, maintaining consistency. This is the hardest part of the task and certainly the acid test that will be delivered over and over as you seek to build attitude strength and strength of character. Let me give you a free git bit. Consistency is developed, not simply created. If you're looking for specific examples of how to maintain the habit of consistency that leads to positive attitude, I'll share 3.5 of mine. Go to Gittimer.com, register if you're a first-time user, and enter the word consistency in the git bit box. Understanding your how, the attribute of starting with your best thoughts. The easiest way and time to realize that attitude is in your head is just before you fall asleep. What do you think about as your head hits the pillow? I've already told you to drain your brain and write everything down. That helps set the tone and clear your mind. But the real win comes when you begin to think about the best times of your life just before you begin to doze off. If you fall asleep thinking positive, you'll wake up the same way. I taught myself that technique in the 7th grade. Every night, as I was lying in bed trying to fall asleep, I thought about and actually relived those moments all the way through. Vacations, parties, fun times with family and friends. I thought about what I wanted to become and places I wanted to see. Every good, positive thought I could think of. And I fell asleep almost every night in less than 3 minutes. Understanding your yes, the attribute of achievement. Yes attitude is not just about being a yes person, nor is it about saying yes all the time. It's not just saying yes, it's thinking yes, having a yes frame of mind, having a yes outlook on life, and looking at things and people with yes in mind. It's a reinforced way of speaking and taking action. Yes is not just any thought. Yes is your first thought. I believe one of the most interesting aspects of yes attitude is the inability to define it in a sentence. Like positive attitude, yes attitude would be defined by 100 people in 100 different ways. Pick your own definition of yes attitude, but live it. Don't just define it. I believe that yes attitude follows positive attitude by a year or two. Like any higher form of learning or mental process, you attain mastery over time, bit by bit by positive bit, day by positive day, until one day it's yes. Morgan spills a yes. This is the best example of yes attitude to date. I'm at Einstein Brothers Bagels in Charlotte having breakfast with my daughter Rebecca, my son-in-law Mike, and two of my beautiful granddaughters, Morgan 8, Claudia 4. Morgan reaches across the table and with one motion spills her milk all over everything. She looks at what she's done and exclaims, "First spill of the day." I was howling. I was ecstatic. She said it naturally, as though it was part of her being, not just a casual thought. Morgan is a positive kid. Her parents are positive people. And her grandfather sets the standard. Attitude rubs off and is passed down, especially familial attitude. Kids mimic parents and other family members from admiration, not just respect. Yes comes from your soul, not just your mind. Yes comes from your heart, not just from your lips. Yes is first a thought from a mindset, and then it's a word. You have to think yes before you can ever say it. When your mindset is right, the rest flows naturally. Think yes first. The rest that follows will be positive. Is there a turning point? Is there a beginning point? Yes, and they're the same point. There was a day when I realized that I'd achieved attitude. That nothing was going to get in my way and that I was ready to face the world and win. But I can't tell you what day that was. It snuck up on me. And I was past it before I realized that it had happened. I was acting the part of having a positive attitude for so long that it just took over naturally and became part of my inner being. When you study attitude daily, when you live the principles of it daily, when you dedicate the daily time to achieve your positive attitude, it just takes over. And you don't realize it until you see yourself manifesting it in your words and action. Here's how I got my attitude. Fake it till you make it, myth or must. Here's how I achieved my positive attitude, my yes attitude. I sold myself on how important it was. How it was the biggest and best sale I ever made. And what was happening while I struggled to get it. My mother's brother was a doctor. That automatically made my mother a doctor. And she wanted me to be a doctor. But I wanted to be a businessman, like my dad. I started my own company in 1969, making leisure furniture and beanbag chairs in Camden, New Jersey. I had the gift of gab, but I never really understood the science of selling. My business rolled along with moderate success. I took on a partner, and there was added pressure to increase sales. One day, in early 1972, two friends of mine came by to started to talk to me about or sell me about this multi-level marketing company called Dare to be Great. Something about Glenn Turner, something about Mink Oil, something about if somebody puts in 2,000, they get 1,000. I can't really remember the details. But if you've ever seen the movie The Bank Dick starring W.C. Fields, it was just like the famous scene where J. Frothingham Waterbury, Russell Hicks, sells Egbert Soussay, W.C. Fields, 5,000 shares in the beefsteak mines in Leapfrog, Nevada, for 10 cents a share. Don't get me started. I know the whole scene by heart. It's one of the best sales pitches in movie history. My friends ended their sales rant by telling me, "You're going to get a positive attitude. You're going to learn how to sell, and you're going to make big money. Go, go, go." So I sold my business to my partner, and I took up with this group of Glenn W. Turner, Dare to be Great zealots. And every day, from 8 in the morning until noon, 10 guys sat in a room and took a sales lesson and a positive attitude lesson. 4 hours a day, every day for 1 year. We read and studied books like Psycho-Cybernetics, The Magic of Thinking Big, How to Win Friends and Influence People, and A Message to Garcia. We watched the movie, yes, a 16-millimeter movie, called Challenge to America at the beginning of each training session, a 20-minute Glenn W. Turner film in which he closes 2,000 people in the audience all at once. It's a sales cult classic film, the classic film of all time. We learned from and listened to all the masters of selling, from, at that time, J. Douglas Edwards, Bill Gove, Herb True, Zig Ziglar, Fred Hermann, and others, using the brand new technology of cassette tapes. But our Bible was Napoleon Hill's classic Think and Grow Rich. Each person was responsible for writing and presenting a book report on one chapter each day. There were 15 chapters in the book, 10 people in the room, and we did it for 1 year. You can do the math for how many times I've read the book. I was also exposed to 10 other people's opinion of the book, 10 people who were on fire and seeking to attain the same dream. We created our own language. Problems were called temporary situations. Obstacles were called attitude checks. Negative people were called Martians. I think it's only fair to tell you that at the same time I was trying to get this positive attitude, my then wife was pregnant with twins, the marriage was bad, my funds were limited, and from a career perspective, I had no real goal or direction. My life was less than stellar. I had no money and no direction, but I was studying positive attitude every day. Friends would ask me how I was doing, and I would extend my arms in the air and scream, "Great!" even though it was crappy. I was not positive yet, but I knew that by acting it, by exuding it, eventually I would attain it. I wanted that positive attitude bad. Every day I would come to work and face the cassette player with a spiral notebook. And as Earl Nightingale was bellowing advice, I was taking notes and looking at that machine as though it were alive. I was determined to turn my study into reality. One other thing that you should know. Every friend of mine thought I was nuts. You see, not only did I watch the movie Challenge to America 5 times a week at the office, I would take it and the projector home on weekends and play it for my friends. They were convinced that I lost my mind. I was convinced that I was finally taking control of it. One day I woke up and I had a positive attitude. I don't know what day it was, but I can clearly recall that I was going to let nothing get in my way no matter what life threw at me. I was determined that I was going to take my newfound mental wealth and convert it into real wealth. I also became a lethal weapon of selling. I could persuade using a combination of the science of selling, my passion to be the best, my passion for life, and my intelligence. I immersed myself in the study of the living example of positive attitude. You could say I faked it, but that's a weak definition. What I was doing was living it in advance, and I did it until I actually got it. I got it. Fast forward a few decades. Have I kept it? Or should I say, how have I kept it? Or how have I maintained it? Life happens, and often there's little or nothing you can do about it. But I make my own positive attitude happen during life. I've had bad days and experienced bad events like anyone. Death of parents, relationship splits, low money, no money, broke, flat broke, bankruptcy, rejection, making big mistakes, throat operation, and other regular doses of life. You can learn a lot by failing a few times. That was a quote from my dad, Max Skidmore, 1919 to 1998. No matter what has happened to me for more than 3 decades, my attitude has been set on positive. Always there to kickstart my ass to get over it and move ahead. Setbacks challenges and other attitude checks are reality. And the reality is the test of attitude strength. When I went broke, my positive attitude kicked in to remind me, temporary situation. Here's an attitude achievement rule. Immerse yourself in positive attitude thoughts, words, people, and actions every day, and a positive attitude will be yours. I promise. If you think that I'm nuts, you may be right, but I'm a nut with a positive attitude, baby. How to maintain your attitude? Well, you've all heard the phrase, the squeaky wheel gets the oil. But no one ever addresses how the wheel got squeaky in the first place. Answer, rust, lack of use, or misuse. Here's the attitude maintenance rule. Reinforce your attitude every morning. Talk to yourself, read to yourself, write to yourself. What did you do this morning to build your attitude? Probably nothing or not enough. Me? I told you. I read something positive every day, just a few pages in the morning. Now, I've only been doing that for 35 years, so I'm going to do it another 35 years, and then that's it. I'm going to quit. Let me take attitude maintenance deeper. Preventive attitude maintenance is reading something positive every morning, thinking positive thoughts every morning, having an attitude sanctuary to think and decompress, saying positive things every morning, knowing your direction before you start walking. Practice attitude maintenance is random acts of positive attitude, random acts of kindness, saying positive things all day long. Urgent attitude maintenance is people confronting you, arguments, life's crap. Rejuvenation attitude maintenance is looking at how kids act, listening to how kids talk, a walk in the park, talking to a friend, reading a positive book, listening to your favorite music. The 15-minute first thing in the morning yes attitude drill. Many people wake up in the morning and do push-ups. They exercise their body muscles. How about brain-ups? This drill is all about your mental muscles, more specifically your thinking muscle or your attitude muscle. These actions get you thinking in the right direction. One, create positive thoughts. Two, read positive thoughts. Three, write positive thoughts. Four, think and plan positive actions for the day. Five, say positive words to yourself and others. And 5.5, ignore all bullshit. Taking the right actions first thing in the morning sets the tone for the rest of the day. All students of attitude need renewal. Writing is the fulcrum point of my thinking and my attitude. Since I began writing a weekly column about sales and service, loyalty, attitude, and personal development in March of 1992, my whole world has changed. Writing has helped me create legacy and fortune. And I did it without a goal. I never started out to be a writer. I started writing, and the rest just happened. The little gold book of Yes Attitude is my seventh. Writing the book and reading the book has reinforced my own attitude. It's helped me discover new ideas and has made me rediscover some of the joys of the past, both failed and successful. And the same can happen to you. Just start. Here's another free git bit. Think you're not a good writer? Or have you just not written enough or practiced enough? Like all elements of life, there's guidelines that will help you write better, or should I say, write right. If you want my personal list of writing guidelines, go to Gittimer.com, register if you're a first-time user, enter the words write, W-R-I-T-E, write, R-I-G-H-T, in the GitBit box. Element 5.5, attitude fulfillment. Fulfillment is the difference between inspiration and motivation. Attitude is not just motivating, it's inspiring. There's a big difference between success and fulfillment. I know a ton of very successful people who are miserable, or better stated, unfulfilled. They're successful and unhappy, maybe cynical, resentful, or even worse, bitter. My dad was successful, but bitter. He started out happy, but over the years, he became more and more critical of others who couldn't or didn't see it his way. Other people never cared what they did to him and cared even less what my dad thought of them. It was a valuable lesson for me. Don't get bitter, get better, and get over it. The benefits of a lifelong yes attitude are internal happiness, gratefulness, and thankfulness. Fulfillment begins with extended internal happiness combined with a love of what you do and a pride of accomplishment and achievement, the inner glow of self-assurance that creates an outward peaceful aura. Fulfillment is wanting more but being content and at peace with what you have, being internally and externally and eternally happy regardless of circumstance or the people involved. What is the value of a lifetime inner positive attitude and happiness? It cannot be measured in dollars. That's the best part. You determine the value of fulfillment and you discover the worth and the wealth every day. Both positive attitude and yes attitude breed positive anticipation that's a strategic advantage in your career, especially if you're in sales. With my attitude, I assume I will make a sale and every sale that I attempt. I assume I'm going to get a yes, and I assume both before I begin the presentation. It's fulfilling, especially when I walk out with a check. But the real question is, what is fulfillment to you? Achieving the highest level in the field you love? Retiring in Florida? For some, it's Sarasota. For me, it would be Boca Raton. Paying off your mortgage and becoming debt-free? Seeing your book in print? That was a pretty fulfilling moment for me. Well, whatever it is, attitude will lift it to new heights, the heights that you're hoping for. Fulfillment is not a one-time thing that you get at the end of a rainbow. Fulfillment happens all the time. It's about personal accomplishment, being proud of a family member's achievement, doing something you love to do, or helping others achieve their hopes and dreams after you've achieved yours. Attitude fulfillment comes from sustaining it. It comes from having to call on your attitude in a time or need or crisis, and it's there for you. Attitude is fulfilling when it lifts you up in a personal tragedy or helps you get through a health crisis. Attitude fulfillment helps you see money when none is there, and it helps you through too much self-indulgence if you've had it and want to lead a life of clear thinking or a smoke-free one. Attitude fulfillment helps you when your spouse, parents, or children are in need of love and support, and it helps you encourage them rather than chastise them. I've always looked at my attitude as a gift I gave myself. I've always looked at my attitude as a blessing I gave myself. What kind of freedom can yes attitude bring? Mental freedom. The freedom to think and create that only exists when a positive attitude is present and prevalent. At the beginning of the book, I talked about getting into an argument with someone and 5 minutes later calling to mind what you wish you would have said in the heat of the argument. And the lesson was negative blocks creative. That was an easy one for you to understand because it's happened to you 100 times. To gain fulfillment, you have to understand and take that understanding a lot deeper and realize what it does to you at the critical moments of decision-making and responding. Many people have petty arguments on big days because emotions are running at their highest level, and that's when a person's real feelings or real attitude comes forward. Probably the easiest one to recognize is on a wedding day. Arguments, crying, regretting the decision, even calling off the wedding, are more a result of attitude than they are of argument. In other words, the argument was enabled because the attitude was negative. Think about your family life, your business life, your personal life, and your social life. And think about the responses that you've had to other people and the actions that you've taken when your feelings were negative or your mindset was negative. Most of those actions, most of those responses are both regretted and regrettable. Now, I'm not saying live a perfect life and think the perfect thoughts and everything will be rosy. I'm not saying you have to have a positive attitude 100% of the time or you'll never find the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. I am saying beware of your internal feelings and your internal thoughts before you make a response or before you commit to an action that in retrospect you could have avoided. You'll know when these occur less than 1 minute later, as you begin to profusely apologize, grovel, eat dirt, and feel anything from anywhere from inadequate to pathetic. You've done it. I've done it. Everyone on the planet has done it. The key to fulfillment is working on being aware of it more and doing it less. This is one of the most difficult disciplines because other people and other things are interacting with your thought process and challenging it. Unfortunately, the first response is not to be benevolent. The involuntary response tends to be both defensive and argumentative. That's the real world. Your job, as a master of your own attitude, is to create a personal calm before responding to a negative situation. The more you do it, the more you will feel fulfilled. Come on, Billy, walk to mommy. Come on, Billy, walk to daddy. The same way you encouraged a one-year-old baby to walk, and the same way you celebrate a one-year-old's birthday, are the best ways to understand how your attitude should be towards people and life. Encourage and celebrate. You can't remember the day you took your first step, and you can't remember the overindulgent party that ensued on your first birthday. But what stayed with you were the remembrances of the praise that you received and the love that you received that were consistent throughout the learning to walk and celebrating that first birthday. I'm challenging each of you to treat everyone like a one-year-old. Just drop the baby talk. The lost secret of achievement that everybody already knows is encouragement. The more you encourage people, the more you feel fulfilled. The more you praise people, the more you feel fulfilled. The more you thank people, the more you feel fulfilled, and the more thankful you become. There is a Santa Claus. You think there's no Santa Claus? You couldn't be more wrong. Wake up, Rudolph. You are Santa Claus. You make your list. You check it twice. You go to the store and buy everybody's presents to put under the tree. Parents, siblings, spouses, children, business associates, friends, and even those have-to people all receive Christmas gifts from you, Santa. Think of all the Santa Clauses in the world, hundreds of millions of people who are Santa Claus and have no concept of their title, much less their power, especially when it comes to what you can do with your power on every other day but Christmas. If you're Santa Claus, you can make Christmas any day you want to. Why not today? Instead of buying everybody else presents, go get yourself one. Go to a big department store and buy yourself something big. Buy yourself something expensive. Buy yourself something you've always wanted. Or buy yourself something fun, just for the hell of it. You can do it. You're Santa Claus. Now, I'm not saying go overboard. I am saying treat yourself to the gratification and the fulfillment of giving yourself things that make you feel good. I explained earlier that attitude achievement is selfish. And selfish is okay with respect to attitude. Being Santa Claus gives you the perfect opportunity to give yourself gifts that make you feel great about who you are and celebrate and create the environment that will encourage you to achieve the goals that you've set for yourself or you've set for who you want to become. It may not be a gift from a big department store, although that's a good start. It may be a membership in a health club or a course that you enrolled in at your local community college or a vacation that you've always wanted to take. Whatever it is on your personal Christmas list, put yourself at the top of it. Create your own feelings of success that enables you to do the things for yourself that you want to do for others without feeling like it's a sacrifice. Being your own Santa Claus creates a success environment, both mental and physical. When I went to New York to get my first book done, The Sales Bible, published, big sale for me, in 1993, my personal funds were limited. Actually, I had to borrow money to go make that sale. I checked around for hotels that were relatively inexpensive. I asked my friend Mitchell where to stay, and he said, don't think cheap, think best, and recommended that I stay at the Royalton Hotel, 44 West 44th Street. He told me that writers and media people stay there, that the hotel was cool, that I would love it, and that it would make me feel great to stay there. He was right. When I walked into the Royalton and glanced to my left in the lobby, there was Pete Townsend of The Who, sitting on the couch. And for those of you under 30, Pete Townsend was a lead guitar player. And he was in New York City at the time producing the Broadway play Tommy. I knew I was in the right place. I gave myself the gift of first class. Every day as I was getting ready to hit the streets to sell my book, I made certain that I looked first class, acted first class, and talked first class. And after 13 first class rejections, I got one first class yes. Santa Claus had delivered again, and it wasn't the night before Christmas. Just before you take your last breath, spend your last nickel. Here's the hint. Don't just leave money. Leave a legacy. Leave things and acts that help or inspired others, and you will live forever in the hearts and minds of those that you have served. That's leaving a legacy of yes attitude, and you can quote me on that. Think about the quotes that you've read and the quotes that you've kept that have inspired you. Many of them you have pasted on your wall. Many of them you've forwarded to others, and I challenge you to create your own. Here's a free Git bit. I've collected tons of great attitude quotes over the years, everyone from Albert Einstein to Oscar Wilde. Want my collection of attitude quotes for your personal inspiration? Go to Gittimer.com. Register if you're a first-time user, and enter the words attitude quotes in the GetBit box. Your yes attitude is permission. A yes attitude is your ability to think, listen, speak, and react in a positive way. Your yes attitude is permission to see the good in things, not the bad. To see how to make bad things good. To see the opportunity and the resolve when an obstacle faces you, to see things from the what is right side, not the what is wrong side, to treat others the way you want to be treated, to encourage others when they need support, to never let the negative things affect you for more than 5 minutes, to almost never have a bad day, to have something nice or humorous to say, to be internally happy, to work at maintaining your attitude every day. Now, when you can go back in that list and replace the word to with the word I and add all the time at the end of each sentence, then you've got a yes attitude. If not, maybe you need to listen to this book again, study it, put it into practice, and decide and commit that you want to win for life, that you will do whatever it takes to make it happen for yourself. Let me give you my affirmations of yes attitude success. Here are 25 things that you can tell yourself each morning to get the direction that you really need and affirm that you're as cool as you think you are. I'm the friendliest person in the world. I'm the most enthusiastic person in the world. I'm the most helpful person in the world. I tell myself what I can do, not what I can't. I love to serve. I love to sell. I don't prejudge or put down anyone. I will take control of myself and my success. I will remember the good times as often as I can. I will ask for what I want. I will stick at it until I win, even if my ass falls off. Life may not be a blast right now, but look at all I've learned and look where I can get with hard work. I will reinforce my decisions with positive thoughts, not negative second guesses. I will thank everyone for their help and never measure. I will ask before I tell. I will give with pride. I will be memorable. I will avoid arguments. I will not gripe or whine about my lot in life. Rather, I will celebrate all I have, all I love, and all that I will learn. I will feel great when I make a sale. I will earn more when I make the sale. I will celebrate my victories today. I'm grateful for life and living. I will have a great time tomorrow. I will get over it in less than 1 minute and get back to enjoying life. Let me share with you the rule of every day. The words every day appear in this book and appear in these words that I'm sharing with you 46 times for a reason. Or should I say that every day is the reason. If you're going to achieve positive, if you're going to achieve yes, then every day is the guiding light, the yellow brick road, the golden gate, the one-way path, the ultimate answer, and the only answer combined into one. Every day is also the major clue, the attitude action, the kick in the ass. And it's the answer to achieving and maintaining yes attitude. Looking for the secret, the magic potion, the force behind your personal power? Just give yourself a dose of positive attitude every day. Once you've figured out that attitude is a gift and a blessing, it is my hope that you give it to yourself and bless yourself forever. Attitude, pass it on. When my daughter Rebecca was in the seventh grade, she was asked to write her autobiography. She wrote a 4-page document that captured the moment more than the historical evolution. Like my other daughters, Eric and Stacy, twins, Rebecca lives in the present, or should I say in the moment. Rebecca is also the mother of 3 daughters, Morgan, Claudia, and Isabel. To complete the all-girls team, Stacy has a daughter, Julia. All girls, all the time. Rebecca, my youngest by 6 years, was the first mother of the 4 grandkids. At 19 years of age, she transformed from an irresponsible to an ultimate responsible person in 1 minute. The minute she saw the ultrasound ticker and realized she was about to become a mother. Her turnaround earned the respect of her heretofore rivals, her twin sisters. Rebecca has blossomed as a mother. Her positive attitude was always inside of her, but when Morgan was born, her attitude solidified and has remained steadfastly positive to a point that I've admired it every time I've witnessed it. Here's a paragraph from her autobiography that she wrote when she was 11 years old. Now I'm going to tell you what kind of a person I am. I think I'm a pretty nice person and a very friendly one. One really good thing about me is I'm a very positive person, just like my dad. Oh, yeah. See, a positive attitude, a yes attitude, isn't just something that you have. No, no, a positive attitude and a yes attitude is something that you can share with someone that you really love. Tonight, sit around your dinner table and share your yes attitude with someone that you really love. Attitude library and bibliography. There's a long list of authors who have positively influenced my attitude and my way of thinking. Napoleon Hill, Orison Swett Marden, Dale Carnegie, Russell Conwell, Elbert Hubbard, Norman Cousins, Ayn Rand, Maxwell Maltz, David Schwartz, Robert Collier, Charlie Tremendous Jones, W. Clement Stone, Ian Falconer, Albert Einstein, Earl Nightingale, Waddy Piper, and Dr. Seuss. Here's a note. I'm not listing their book titles on purpose. Discover your attitude, not mine. Think your way, not mine. Go on your own book mission. Hunt down these people's books. Create your own personal development library. Here's an attitude action. Carry a positive book around with you. When you get a spare moment, read a page or two. People do not realize the immense value of utilizing spare minutes. That was said by Orison Swett Marden from his book, He Who Thinks He Can, written in 1908. Hey, I said get over it. Attitude slump, bad day, bad attitude moment, really bite you in the butt? If you really want to understand what achievement of attitude is about, the biggest action you can take is get over it. Things in life test your attitude. Bad service tests your attitude. Traffic tests your attitude. Weather tests your attitude. People test your attitude. Arguments test your attitude. Life tests your attitude. The gods test your attitude. The secret is get over it as fast as you can. Regroup by taking a walk, reading a page, petting your pet, having a cup of tea, diverting your mental attention towards something you love to do. For me, it's collecting baseball cards and sports memorabilia, or calling your best friend to just shoot the breeze, but don't start moaning. Here's a challenge. How fast can you move on, get over it, and forgive after something negative happens? If you can get over any event, confrontation, or person in less than 5 minutes, you're on the right path. The yes attitude path. If you can get over it in less than 2 minutes, you're there. Now note well, negative drains twice as much energy from your body and your soul as positive. Better stated, negative takes energy, positive builds it. Yes maintains energy and keeps it moving forward. So if a secret to yes attitude lies in the way you get over the crap of life, what can you do about it? Why can't you recover faster and move on? You can. Practice getting over it every day. The most common attitude moments are arguments, petty fights, and misunderstandings at home and work. Forgive and forget in 5 minutes or less. Don't just move on. Move up. Me? I smile. In 1 second, no matter what. I didn't start training myself on attitude until I was 26. Took me a year to get it. I didn't fake it before I made it. I lived it. The years went by and I didn't begin to write until I was in my 40s. I started writing about attitude. I didn't realize that there was a yes attitude until after the year 2000. So I'm like 30 years in the middle, see, of just building my attitude every day. And then, aha, I got my own awareness. I got my yes awareness. And I began to write about yes attitude as opposed to positive attitude. And I've just shared that message with you once. Do not listen to this once. Do not watch this once. Watch it 100 times. Listen to it 100 times so that you can get the same gift that I gave myself. I'm sharing with you because of my passion. I'm sharing with you because of my belief. And I'm sharing with you because of my results. If you want to get the results that you seek in your life, if you're looking to go beyond success to fulfillment, I challenge you to make yes attitude, positive attitude and yes attitude, an ingrained part of your soul. Not just your mind, not just your body, but deep down into your soul. When you do, the results will amaze you and everyone around you. Yes. I didn't start training myself on attitude until I was 26. Took me a year to get it. I didn't fake it before I made it. I lived it. The years went by and I didn't begin to write until I was in my 40s. I started writing about attitude. I didn't realize that there was a yes attitude until after the year 2000. So I'm like 30 years in the middle, see, of just building my attitude every day. And then, aha, I got my own awareness. I got my yes awareness. And I began to write about yes attitude as opposed to positive attitude. And I've just shared that message with you once. Do not listen to this once. Do not watch this once. Watch it 100 times. Listen to it 100 times so that you can get the same gift that I gave myself. I'm sharing with you because of my passion. I'm sharing with you because of my belief. and I'm sharing with you because of my results. If you want to get the results that you seek in your life, if you're looking to go beyond success to fulfillment, I challenge you to make yes attitude, positive attitude and yes attitude, an ingrained part of your soul, not just your mind, not just your body, but deep down into your soul. When you do, the results will amaze you and everyone around you. Yes.